18th, 2024. I'm your host, Alex Jones, coming to you from the InfoWars studios. We could be shut down as early as tomorrow, the 14th. I'm in court, federal court in Houston. But today, Owen is hosting the show out of the other studio because I'm about in just a few minutes to be interviewing Tucker Carlson for 2 hours and then Russell Brand today. Because we could be shut down anytime, we're not going to wait on these interviews. We're going to post them both tonight at Real Alex Jones on X and at InfoWars.com. But InfoWars will be shut down literally within just a few days, if not hours, starting tomorrow. So be sure and follow me at Real Alex Jones on X. But I'm about to interview Tucker in a wide-ranging, in-depth interview. His last interview with Joe Rogan, another fellow Austinite, good friend of mine, was explosive and incredible. I'm going to ask some of the same questions, but elaborate a lot of other questions that were not asked. I've over 50 questions I've written right over there ready for Tucker. So I'm going to be sitting right here at this desk interviewing the number one media personality when it comes to liberty in the world. The whole corporate media is collapsing and dying. This is historic what's happening. So be sure and join Owen today on this Thursday edition, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central. He's hosting the show, doing a great job. And then tomorrow, we're going to air the full interviews with Tucker Carlson and, of course, Russell Brand, two amazing individuals for the pro-human Team Humanity movement. So we'll put out about 90% of the interviews today. We'll have some extra stuff that is only on the show tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern. So that's it. What a way to go out. I don't think the judge will shut us down right away tomorrow, but that's basically where this is going. He'll probably announce when we're going to be shut down tomorrow. So I'll have more details for you by about 3 o'clock tomorrow, right when the show ends. That'll be a taped show with Tucker and Russell Brand. I should have the details for you, and we'll be calling in to the War Room that Owen hosts, 3 p.m. Central. So be sure to follow me at Real Alex Jones. This is going to be a huge interview. It's all free to air. Take clips, share it, do whatever you want. And at the same time, please support our sponsor, DrJonesNaturals.com. That's separate from InfoWars. So no matter what happens here, you continue to support us there. Get great supplements and great nano silver products and so much more at DrJonesNaturals.com. And follow us again at Real Alex Jones. I want to thank Tucker for coming on. I'm also going to be going on the road with him coming up in September and October. Huge events across the country that I'm very honored to be a part of. And so more dates and information are going to be announced imminently, probably by tomorrow. So be sure to go to TuckerCarlson.com and get your tickets now because these will sell out. It's like Trump rallies. It's going to be crazy. I'm just so honored to be part of the second American Revolution, 1776 worldwide. So God bless and good luck, and we'll see you.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's get my studio all ready here. A little clunky transitioning out of the same studio that Harrison Smith was in. But as Alex was explaining, he's in the main studio right now doing interviews with Tucker Carlson and Russell Brand. So very much looking forward to that. And I guess in the 90 seconds that we have left here, I don't know. Is he pointing at me? I don't know what. Okay. I love coming out of the studio that just finishes up a broadcast. It's my favorite thing in media. All right. So I guess in the 60 seconds, we'll fix it in the break, guys. It's right. I can't even see myself on the screen. So it's not a big deal. I have probably hosted the Alex Jones Show hundreds of times since I joined InfoWars in 2016. And today is likely the last time. Maybe there'll be another opportunity for me. But I have to say, it really is an incredible story. And I would use it as an inspirational tool that when I was coming up in media and made the switch from sports to politics, and the Alex Jones Show was my favorite show. Hosting the Alex Jones Show was a dream of mine. It was something that I wanted to reach for and accomplish, and I did it. It was in my wildest dreams, but I worked hard, I focused on it, and I did it. And so you really can accomplish your dreams. It's not easy, it takes hard work and dedication, but you can do it. Nothing is impossible.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, Vitality Enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out, or if you're an athlete, or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth, and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
Final hours of InfoWars. We could be in final days of the Alex Jones show. Now, I'm not going to spend too much time on that. Alex did a bit of a briefing in the opening segment to tell you what to expect in the upcoming days. So I'm not going to spend a bunch of time on that. In fact, I'm really excited to cover the news today, to be quite frank with you. So that's what we're going to do. And I got a ton of news and I got a ton of video clips. That's what I want to do. That's what I like to do. And that's what we're going to do. But it's hard to kind of ignore that elephant in the room. It's hard to not feel that presence, knowing that we're basically in the final countdown. The future is, in a way, uncertain. But let's just leave it at that. Just big ups to the audience, big ups to the crew. Legendary stuff we've done. That's the crew, that's the audience, that's our guests. Legendary stuff has taken place right here on the Alex Jones Show. Now, let me tell you what we got coming up for you today. Joe Biden cannot make a public appearance without being a complete disaster. I don't know the last time he made a public appearance that wasn't a complete, whether it's speaking at an event, whether it's just walking off of an airplane, whether it's walking off of a stage. Now he's arrived in Italy for the G7 summit, and it's the same thing. Can't even walk after getting off an airplane, doesn't even know where he is. He gets confused yesterday with Chuck Schumer after he shakes his hand, and then he goes back for the second handshake like he forgot he just shook his hand. Roaming around, he's saluting members of the European Parliament, saluting them instead of shaking their hand. It's just one awkward thing after the other. And then there's also the presence of Zelensky. So we'll get into all of that. Now, while Biden is in Italy, the irony of Joe Biden speaking at a gun safety event the same day that Hunter Biden gets charged on three counts of gun safety violations, it gets even more ironic now. As Hunter Biden, and look, rightfully so, and it's funny that Donald Trump says, I'll pardon Hunter Biden, essentially, because he has a Second Amendment right like everybody else. Hunter Biden is going to be appealing these charges. To be a little more detailed here, Hunter Biden is going to be appealing the charges under the constitutional argument that the laws that the Democrats and Joe Biden himself have written and passed are unconstitutional. So Joe Biden is out here campaigning on gun safety, campaigning for these different gun laws and gun legislation that he wants to pass. And Hunter is appealing all of it so that he can get his charges dropped. That's fun. And then it's just, you know, more comes out about the dealings and the activities of Hunter Biden. It's like, look, I don't want to know about Hunter Biden's perverted sex life. But I mean, is it fair to say that it's relevant? Is it fair to say that they want to sit here and attack the Trump family and attack Don Jr. and Eric and they'll do anything they can to make them look bad? And then here's Hunter Biden with some of the most sordid, disgusting, filthy, perverted activities that you could ever imagine. But see, the gun conviction is one thing. Watching him appeal it against his own dad's legislation is another thing. What's going to be interesting is what happens in September when Hunter Biden is going to be in court in California for tax evasion. And then in the actual government filings, in the court documents, it talks about how he was a lobbyist, which of course means that he's violating FARA regulations. He was never a registered foreign agent. He was bringing in millions of dollars. But there's another name that kind of escapes all of this. And that name is Barack Obama. Because as Hunter Biden and Joe Biden are doing this illegal lobbying and pay-for-play scams, while Joe Biden is vice president, well, Barack Obama was president. What role was Barack Obama serving in all of this? So how are they going to try to sweep this under the rug when this gets into the court in September? How are they going to sweep this under the rug? Because that's the real disaster here. Hunter Biden being addicted to drugs and brandishing firearms on videos and tossing them into dumpsters and lying on government documents and all this other stuff is, I mean, it's really irrelevant, except it's just, you know, it's just, okay, it's the president's son and he's going against their own legislation. But no, what happens in the California court is going to be more important. The illegal, well, he was avoiding taxes, but the illegal lobbying that Hunter Biden was doing for Joe Biden, James Biden was doing for Joe Biden, what did Barack Obama know? And how many shell corporations were there? We know there were almost 200 shell corporations, but we'll kind of get back to that. Now, meanwhile, Joe Biden is continuing his campaign, and it's just, they have nothing to go off of. They're campaigning on abortion. They're campaigning on January 6th, and I'm wondering if they didn't put out this ad this morning, a Biden ad, telling you how bad Trump is because of January 6th. I'm wondering if that wasn't in response to the Pelosi tape that just came out, where she's on this video basically saying that it's her fault that January 6th happened. And you know, it's an interesting phenomenon because it makes it sound like Pelosi didn't really know what was going on. And of course, to some extent, she knew what was going on because she had the documentary film crew there. But it does kind of open this new line of questioning into that day to say, well, if Pelosi was actually, let's say Pelosi was genuinely shocked that they stormed the Capitol that day. Let's say that was an actual, she wasn't just playing for the cameras or had it scripted or whatever. Let's say that was an actual response, that she was stunned that there was the storming of the Capitol that day. Well, okay. Why then? It still begs the question, except maybe there's a different answer now. Why then did she and the D.C. mayor stand down the D.C. Capitol Police and the National Guard when it was being requested? Why? So maybe there's another angle to that. If it wasn't just, and who knows? They all could have been running different things. You could have had Milley and the deep state running their own thing on January 6th. You could have had the Democrats with Pelosi and Bowser running their own thing on January 6th. And they shared a common goal, which was make Trump look bad, make Trump supporters look bad, and sabotage Donald Trump. So that doesn't change. But do you think Joe Biden releases a January 6th campaign ad to kind of re-put the focus on Trump as the Pelosi tapes come out where she's like, yeah, we stood down the police that day and now it's kind of my fault because we didn't expect this. So then you didn't expect it, but Trump did. Okay. Sorry. I just got something in my ear here, guys. Yes, but can I get that out of my ear, please? Thank you. Okay. Sorry. Just some technical snafus switching studios here. Anyway, we're skipping the breaks, so that's what that's all about. So we'll show you this new campaign ad, but it's the typical lies. Oh, Trump's responsible. Oh, they attacked the police. They did remove the police dying from this one, so I guess they figured that the propaganda ran out there. We have some news out of the Supreme Court, just some straight-up political news. And then also, they have a judiciary meeting about something that doesn't exist. And this is all about the abortion deal, how the Democrats are running on abortion. And they have a hearing today on something that doesn't exist, as Senator Mike Lee puts it, and we'll play the tape. But they have a hearing today on laws that don't exist, prohibiting women from traveling from one state to another to get an abortion. There are no laws on the books. As of today, there are no proposed laws. There is no proposed legislation. It's a made-up concept. It's kind of like the same thing where they said Republicans want to ban abortion pills. Well, the Supreme Court just passed unanimously that abortion pills are legal. So they put all these straw men out there. And it's about abortion. But see, this goes back to this ad that we'll show you, this other Democrat Party paid for propaganda ad. And they try to pretend like it's organic by hiring these young kids to speak in front of their cell phones. But it's all Democrat Party propaganda. And they're saying, how can you be a young man? How can you be a young man and vote Republican? Because don't you know if you have a girlfriend or a wife that now they can't get an abortion? What? Your pitch is, your angle to young men is that, don't you want your wife or girlfriend to kill your offspring? I mean, that's about as twisted as it gets. That is about as twisted of a worldview. That is about as demonic as a worldview as it gets, saying young men should vote Democrat so that your wife, your girlfriend, whatever the case is, can kill your offspring. Cause that's what young men are thinking about. We want to kill our kids. I guess if you're a liberal, maybe, but I don't even buy that. That is a full on leftist, psychotic, feminoid thing. This weird lust and desire to kill your baby. But it's such a fringe thing. They just make a bigger deal out of it, hoping they can get these single issue voters to vote Democrat is really all it's about. Then there was a decision in Michigan that's kind of being debated. The Democrats are celebrating it and the Republicans are celebrating it. I'll try to make sense of it. But essentially what it confirms is that in the 2020 election, there was no voter signature verification on mail-in ballots and absentee ballots. And so that's basically what they've confirmed, but we'll get into more of that coming up as well. And then there's a bill in Florida to ban some of the ingredients in foods that are extremely toxic. And there's been this trend where you can look at popular food products or popular restaurants, fast food restaurants, and the ingredients in America are different than the ingredients in Europe. And so Europeans don't put a lot of the toxic food dyes and additives and stuff in their foods that we put here in America. And so this is kind of a revolutionary proposal, actually. So we'll talk about that as well. We do have some geopolitical news. Almost crazy. I feel like I'm playing Age of Empires 2 or something. Israel has brought out trebuchets and are firing fireballs into Lebanon. And we have the footage of it. This is insane, but okay. They're going full medieval now. That's pretty wild. And then Hungary gets a victory for nationalism, but then also is being attacked because they won't take any migrants. So they don't want to be involved in the Ukraine war, and they don't want any migrants. So now they're going to be fined. So now they're going to be fined for that, is what we're going to have happen there. So that's what we got coming up, and I got a ton of video clips here to bring it all together. But I'll tell you what. In a bit of a fun vein here, there was the congressional baseball game last night, and there were some extracurriculars as some pro-Palestine protesters tried to run on the field. Well, they did run on the field. They didn't get far, and it really just shows you the lack of energy from the left, because this was probably the worst I've ever seen of somebody running on the field to make a statement or get a funny video or whatever the cause. This is basically the most ineffective run-on-the-field stunt that I've ever seen. So let's look at some of this footage. They basically get like two steps onto the baseball field and they, it's like they can't even run. It's really an odd thing, to see this in clip 19. We just go ahead and put that on the screen. So they don't even make it about 20 feet before they get shut down. So I don't know if this video has all the angles, but there were definitely other angles and other close-ups too. Yeah. So here's another one. You can really see the lack of energy. These people get brought down before they bear. Look at this guy. I mean, nice effort, man. This was the worst run on the field stunt I've ever seen. Oh, and they have it's the End Fossil Fuels group too. So they're pro-Palestine. They're End Fossil Fuels. These are obviously leftists. And worst run on the field stunt I've ever seen. Absolutely horrible execution. They barely even made it to the grass. I give you an F. Well, I guess you got on the field, so maybe we'll give you a D. Maybe we'll give you a D because you did at least get onto the field. But after that, the lack of energy and enthusiasm, they just waved the white flag. They just gave up immediately. There was no effort there. So they can't even run on the field right. They can't even do a protest right. So what do you expect? But in the last four games, the last four congressional baseball games, the Republicans, they've won four in a row, and they have outscored the Democrats 70-29. 70-29 in the last 4 years, the Republicans have outscored the Democrats at the congressional baseball game. And I'm not surprised. You look at what the left is putting up. You look at what the Democrats is putting up. I'm not surprised that there's not much of an athletic ability within the party there. But what I see going on here is this is probably a good representation even of where the country is at politically. 70-29. So it's basically 100 scores, let's say. 100 voters. Probably 70 people out of 100 would prefer to vote Republican than Democrat right now. So I'd say that's a pretty good representation of even where we're at politically right now. About 70-29 Republicans to Democrats. But see, what's that? I don't really have anything to put there, so it's not a big deal. This would be the score of the election if things were fair. But see, in a baseball game, it's a lot harder to rig because you see the runs scored right in front of you. You see the guys running around the base paths and touching home plate. But when we're running an election, they shut down the tabulation centers and they pull out boxes of ballots from under the tables. At 3:30 in the morning, truckloads of ballots arrive in mail cars. They lie about a water main break and then triple and quadruple count ballots in Fulton County. They send their mules out to the voter mail-in drop boxes, same people showing up 20 times. They block the windows so nobody can see what they're doing inside. So I think that the score of the game last night is a good reflection of where America is at right now. Politically, if the score was counted fairly, but of course, more people now, in fact, the majority of Americans now, believe that the score was not counted fairly in 2020. So they try to make it a criminal offense for election denial, and they cite that in their sentencing memo when they put me in prison for 2 months. They said, Schroyer denies the results of 2020's election, and he's not even remorseful about it. So lock him up. And the judge says, you got it. You got it. But I think the trouncing that the Republicans have handed the Democrats in the congressional baseball game is a good metaphor for where we're at politically. If things are fair and transparent and counted as they should be. But I guess that's the big problem, isn't it? People don't trust the election anymore. And it's such a big story. It's everywhere now. And, I mean, Russell Brand, who Alex is interviewing with right now, comes out and says there's no way Biden can win unless they cheat. Joe Rogan, biggest podcast in the world, comes out and says there's no way Biden can win unless they cheat. We're about 2 weeks away from the first presidential debate. Joe Biden hasn't had a positive public appearance in weeks, in months. How are they going to pull this off? And they have to swear him in digitally in some fake ceremony because of a clerical error, and they didn't have the Democrat convention in time enough to get him on the Ohio ballot. So even the convention in Chicago is basically just going to be ceremonious because they would have already had to swear Joe Biden in as the nominee before that in a virtual realm. So this whole thing is a complete disaster if you're the Democrats. But they've got their main trick up their sleeve, which is stuff the ballots. Stuff them, vote early, vote often, vote multiple times, dead voters, pet voters. But if that's their only game plan, then I think they're going to run into trouble. Because you can't have an election too big to rig, as long as the machines are fair, and that's a whole other debate. You can't have an election that's too big to rig. And to say the Republicans have done nothing after 2020 is just not accurate. There's going to be thousands of lawyers that are going to be at the polling stations. The Republicans have found thousands of poll watchers that are going to volunteer, and they're going to be all over the country. And the Democrats are panicked about this, by the way. And they write stories in the New York Times, Washington Post, Newsweek, and they say, the Trump Republican Party is hiring rogue people. They're hiring people, violent people, extremist people, to go out and poll watch. Oh, why are you so afraid of people watching the polls on Election Day? Why are Democrats so afraid of Republican poll watchers? Why would that be?
Everybody knows, unless you've been hiding in a cave somewhere for 20 years, that fish oil does incredible things. But not all fish oil is created equal. Most fish oil has been pasteurized. It's been boiled. It's been heated up, and they smash the bones and guts of the fish, and it gets contaminants in it. We sell the highest grade fish oil there is, and it's pure fish oil, and it's not been pasteurized, and it is so good for your whole body, your cardiovascular system, your brain, energy, everything. Next level quality, ultimate fish oil. At InfoWarsStore.com right now, and for a limited time, it is 40% off. Ultimate Fish Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support. I just want to encourage you at the same time, this is really good for you, so it's a 360 win. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today and get Ultimate Fish Oil.
Let me take some brain force, and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra is now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
You, the people, have the power to create machines, the power to create happiness. You, the people, have the power to make this life free and beautiful, to make this life a wonderful adventure. Then in the name of democracy, let us use that power. Let us all unite. Let us fight for a new world, a decent world that will give men a chance to work, that will give youth a future and old age a security. By the promise of these things, brutes have risen to power, but they lie. They do not fulfill that promise. They never will. Dictators free themselves, but they enslave the people. Now let us fight to fulfill that promise. Let us fight to free the world. Let us all unite!
I'm sorry to give people the bad news, folks. It's all over. We need to get ready now. People need to go to KEPM.com/gold. KEPM.com/gold. You need to get ready. This is the place to go. I love them. They're great sponsors. They're great people. Or you can call 720-605-3900. In my opinion, you are insane if you don't get into silver right now and get some gold. And I wish I could do it. I'm under enemy attack. It's okay. It's fine. And I'm just looking at all of you, wishing I was in the position you're in right now, because I wish this wasn't the case, but I intellectually and spiritually know I'm 100% right. And I think you all know it too. We are screwed. But the good news is humanity's waking up, and we're going to turn this around. So buckle up, folks. Buckle up and get ready now, because the greatest crisis of all of our lives is happening now, and I'm just the watchman on the wall, the Paul Revere, telling you the New World Order's coming. It's here.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Owen Troyer.
So there's Joe Biden at the G7 having no clue what's going on. Shuffling his legs with his special shoes on, confused and disoriented, being drug around and led around by the other world leaders. The guy literally doesn't know what planet he's on, folks. It's an international embarrassment. And you know, by the way, and I'm going to show the rest of these Biden clips, but I'm going to mention this right now because it's extremely important. Until last night, nobody in the mainstream media was talking about the Russian military drills and submarines that had arrived in Cuba, 60 miles off the Florida coast. And last night, it was only one network that was covering it, and that was Fox News. Now, this was the biggest story. You've probably heard about the Cuban Missile Crisis. That was one of the biggest stories. It's in all the American history textbooks. Everybody has to learn about that in school. And so how is this not a bigger story? How is this not a top story? And to kind of put it into perspective, when they made up Trump-Russia collusion, a completely fabricated fairy tale that they just made up, whole cloth. Hillary Clinton opposition research. You want to talk about campaign finance violations? There it is. So fake Russian collusion, fake Russian interference, or even what Russia's doing in Ukraine. So they build up Russia as this boogeyman. They build up Russia as your biggest enemy. They build up Russia as the most dangerous force on earth with their made-up stuff and the Ukraine war. And then Russia is 60 miles off the Florida coast doing military drills with hypersonic missiles, with submarines, and the media doesn't even report on it. It's not even a story. Now, why is that? If Russia is this big boogeyman, if Russia is the worst thing in the world, how are they not reporting on them doing military drills 60 miles off the Florida coast? How is that not a bigger story? Only Fox News has covered it from what I've seen, and I monitor all the mainstream news. How is that not a bigger story? Well, it makes Biden look weak. It makes Biden look feckless. It makes the Democrat Party's chances of winning in the elections in 2024 worse. And now apparently, and there's all kinds of forces at play here, the Biden administration is now panicked about a potential terror attack, folks. Only for election purposes. Not because they care if Americans die. They could care less. I guess they couldn't care less. So it's not about protecting the American people and stopping a terror attack. Now the Biden administration is putting extra pressure on the FBI. And this is why you saw that arrest, that sting operation. 8 suspected terrorists get arrested in 3 different states. They're panicked that it's going to hurt them in the 2024 election. So the Democrat propaganda media won't cover Russia. They'll cover all kinds of made up crap. They'll make up crap about Russia and cover that. But when Russia's right off of the coast where people swim over here from Cuba, float on rafts over here, then they don't cover it. Then it's not a story. So it's like when it's actually a story, it's not a story. When it's a fake story, then it's the big story and they give themselves awards over it. They do whole entire shows over it. They dedicate their entire news networks to the fraud when it's Russia. But then when it's an actual story, they just totally ignore it. So that kind of puts it all into perspective of just how corrupt the media is. This was the biggest story, Cuban Missile Crisis. Yeah, always learned about it in textbooks. But now that it's Russia over there and we're helping Ukraine in their war with Russia and NATO getting on Russia's doorstep, let's just not even talk about that. And I'm not even saying Russia wants to attack us. It could just be kind of this tit for tat, like, yeah, you want to put Ukraine with missiles to fire into Russia at our doorstep. You want to put NATO, an anti-Russia organization, at our doorstep. How do you like it? How about we put our submarines and hypersonic missiles on your doorstep? How do you like it? And then the media ignores it. So this is how sick the Biden administration is. This is how sick the Democrat Party is. It's all about power. It's all about power. Do they close the border to protect you from a potential terror attack? No. But the Biden White House is putting extra pressure on DHS and FBI right now to stop any potential terror attacks because they're afraid it will hurt their chances of winning the election in 2024. Not because they care about protecting American lives. Not because they even care about a potential terror attack. If they did, they'd close the border. They only care with 143 days till the election, they only care because it may hurt their election chances if there's a terror attack. And they don't cover the biggest story dealing with Russia because it makes them look bad. But I'm getting off base. By the way, Biden and Zelensky are glad-handing at the G7 summit. And this Zelensky, this guy is such a twerp. He's running around in his fake little military garb, that fat little midget, running around in his olive green shirts. The guy can't even put on a jacket. He can't even put on a suit and tie. He is just, it's just, and it's almost like he's doing it intentionally.
to just rub it in your face that the whole thing is just a joke and he doesn't have any respect and he doesn't care. The whole thing is an act. He's pretending to be this military man. He's pretending to be this strong man. He's pretending to wage this war on Russia. And he's nothing but a blackmailed theater gay guy who probably got put in there by the CIA. So he runs around in his little outfit, little Humpty Dumpty thing. Everybody else wearing suits and ties, big international diplomatic meetings, the G7, and he's running around in his little fake military gear because he's at war. He's a military. I'm surprised he's not wearing like an official military outfit, like a four-star general or something. He's a thespian. He's an actor. So this fat little twerp that's gotten hundreds of billions of dollars from us doesn't even have the respect to dress up for the G7 conference. He runs around and he gives Biden the script. And Biden's like, oh, who are you? Oh, yeah, you're the guy we're giving all that money to. That's right. Yeah, keep laundering the money for us. Okay, so Joe Biden arrives at the G7, total state of confusion, doesn't know what's going on, being drug around by the other foreign leaders. It's a complete embarrassment. Does his little glad-handing with Zelensky. Here he is when he's getting off the plane. I think it's clip 13. Here he is. He's getting off the plane. Doesn't even know where he is. He gets off the plane and then he's like, what? Where am I? Who am I? What's going on? And there have to be multiple handlers to point Joe Biden in the right direction. He doesn't even know where he is. So he gets off the airplane and here's his first two handlers and they say, okay, you're going over here. And then he walks the wrong direction. So the one handler has to follow him because he's going the wrong direction. He doesn't know where he's going. Going the complete wrong direction. So now he has to grab him and say, no, you're going this way, Joe. Oh, I'm over here now? Oh, okay. As he shuffles along, he can't even bend his knees. This is just a complete embarrassment everywhere he goes. He can't, folks, I'm telling you, it's like, He hasn't had a public appearance in weeks that hasn't been a complete embarrassment, that hasn't been a complete disaster. He can't do a public speech without slurring his words, forgetting his words, making things up, lying. He can't even walk without getting confused. He can't even walk off a stage without needing help. He just blanks out during the fake Juneteenth celebration, just stiff as a board. Here he is. Before exiting to go to the G7, he shakes Chuck Schumer's hand, and then he forgets he shook Chuck Schumer's hand, so he tries to shake it for a second time, kind of awkward here in clip 11. So there's the handshake, and then now Joe Biden forgets. He reaches out his hand for a second handshake.
Now our great speaker, our partner, who all
left him hanging. No, that's what people are noticing about that video, but I want to play it again, and I want you to listen to what Chuck Schumer says. So we'll play it again, watch Joe Biden forget he shook Chuck Schumer's hand, but then listen to what Chuck Schumer says at the end of that video. Go ahead and roll it again.
Now our great speaker, our partner, who all of these bills we've met.
Our great speaker. There's Chuck Schumer, one of the dirtiest rats, one of the most crooked bastards in the history of the U.S. Congress, and he's up there thanking Speaker Mike Johnson. That's disgusting. That makes me sick. Now we'll look at some of the propaganda that the Democrats are putting out, but maybe first we should revisit a Kamala Harris clip. Well, this is a new clip. We're not revisiting it. This woman is such a forced act. This woman is such a forced act that it's the most cringeworthy thing you've ever seen in your life. And then she always tries to fill in the gap with her little cackle. But what is she even saying? Here's the word vomit from Kamala Harris that then fills the awkwardness in the room with her hyena cackle in clip 15.
To aspire to create wealth is a good thing as far as I'm concerned. If that is what one chooses, I, on the other hand, have chosen to live a life of public service. But I am all for any of you. Get yours if that's what you want.
Right? We trying. We definitely.
And so that's what this tour is about.
You know, madam.
So this is the party that raises taxes. This is the party that puts more regulations on small businesses. This is the party that hates the wealthy class and creates this class warfare. And she says, oh, we're here because we want you to be successful and rich. And the little tagline is freedom to thrive. This is the party that puts all the obstacles in your way. This is the party that wants to lower the bar and have quote unquote equity. It's not the freedom to thrive party. This isn't the get yours party. This is the get yours and we're taking it party. This is the try to get yours. We're going to put a bunch of obstacles in your way. But I mean, the forced laugh, the cackle. Oh my gosh. There's never been a more embarrassing White House than this. Between poopy pants Joe Biden and cackling Kamala, this is, I hope this is a low, at least for my life. I hope this is an all-time low when it comes to our representation in the White House with Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. It's never been this bad. I mean, as bad as Barack Obama was, at least he had some dignity and class and charisma. I mean, at least he played the role. These guys can't even play the role. These guys nobody would even take them seriously. If you were casting a movie for president and vice president, they wouldn't even finish their lines. They say, get out. Sorry. Nope. Get out. No, 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 no chance. Bye. And here we are. By the way, Hans Mankey points this out, and it just shows you kind of the state of the world leadership right now. All the world leaders at the G7. You have an unelected Eurocrat. You have a man who just lost his election. You have Justin Trudeau, 50-year low poll numbers, very unpopular. You have Macron, whose party just lost an election. You have Joe Biden, who's too senile to know where he's at or face trial. You have a man with a 26% approval rating, only rivaling Justin Trudeau's. You have another man who's about to lose an election, and then on the other end, you have another unelected Eurocrat. So these people don't represent anyone. I mean, maybe Maloney in the middle is the only one that represents her people and the only one that's even popular at all. Everyone else is either severely unpopular or wasn't even elected or doesn't even know where he is in the case of Joe Biden. And that's your world leadership. That's who's representing us at the G7. Unelected, unpopular, corrupt rats. And this is who runs the planet. And that's the problem. And that's the problem. All right. Let's look at some of this other Democrat Party propaganda here. Joe Biden puts up this ad this morning. They have nothing to run on but abortion in January 6th. And so here's the latest January 6th propaganda, clip 12.
On January 6th, Donald Trump lit a fire in this country.
140 officers were injured. The siege lasted for 7 hours.
Stoking the flames of division and hate. Now he's pouring gasoline.
They were unbelievable patriots.
Pledging to pardon the extremists who tried to overthrow our government.
We will give them pardons.
Inciting them to try again. There is nothing more sacred than our democracy. But Donald Trump's ready to burn it all down.
I'm Joe Biden, and I approve this message.
Yes, I'm sure you did, Joe. So, oh, okay. The siege that lasted 7 hours, 140 police officers injured. Well, let's just take that and pretend like there's some reality there. And maybe there is. Okay, now do the Black Lives Matter protests. Now do the Antifa protests. Now do the pro-Palestinian protests. Yeah, now do all the leftist protests. Oh, 7 hours. How about 7 weeks of George Floyd riots? How about $2 billion in property damage? How about thousands of police officers injured? No, that doesn't count. Liberal terrorism, Democrat terrorism doesn't count. It's justified, and it's mostly peaceful. See? But now they're going back to January 6th to run cover for the Pelosi video that just came out. And they just have nothing else to run on. They can't run on the economy. They can't run on the border. They can't run on anything except January 6th and abortion. Abortion. By the way, they're getting called out about the latest jobs numbers. It's not good. They keep claiming greatest economy ever, greatest jobs numbers ever. Well, even the left is starting to call them out on this. This is a Bloomberg headline. U.S. payroll gains not as robust as reported data suggests. And then Jerome Powell had a press conference today, and he had to admit that the numbers and the claims that the White House are making are inaccurate, and that the jobs reports are not as good as the White House is claiming. So those are their own people calling the Biden administration liars when it comes to the economy. But what else can they do? So here's more Democrat Party propaganda. Now, this is straight up bought and paid for propaganda. And so they have a couple of these young guys that they pay through these super PACs that the Democrats run. Then they deny it. It's all public information. It's all in the public information reports that these guys have been paid. But they have a type. It's the feminine male type. It's your typical liberal male, probably gay, and has a hard time trying to convince you in this video that he's straight. But forget about the optics of it. Listen, because this is all Democrat Party script. Listen to the argument he's making, this Democrat propaganda agent. Listen to the argument he's making for straight white guys between the ages of 18 and 29. Listen to the arguments he's making to convince them to vote for Joe Biden in clip 20.
It's always crazy to me when I see like straight white guys between the ages of 18 and 29, like myself, supporting Trump, because like, do you guys not realize how bad a Trump victory would be for you? Does really? That not click? Like, if you have a woman in your life, a girlfriend, a mother, a sister, Donald Trump is running on taking their reproductive rights away.
Okay, pause it right here.
The Senate just voted against the...
This is... I'm stunned at this. I mean, I'm not, but I am. So if because you're straight like him, yeah, sure, buddy. Uh-huh. We know you're real straight. Straight white guys like me, how can you vote Donald Trump? Well, I don't know. Maybe we just don't want corruption in the White House. Maybe we want a secure border. Maybe we want a booming economy. No. No, you want your wife and your girlfriend and your mother to have an abortion. That's your... pitch? That's your angle? Where do you think abortion is on the list of political issues for straight white young men? Do you think the average straight white young man is thinking about abortion? Yeah, maybe like the 5% that's a liberal cuck, but they're not impregnating women anyway. So who is this message catered to? Where are you reaching here? The argument is, if you're a straight white young man, you should vote Democrat so that you can kill your offspring. This has to be one of the most disgusting and deranged pitches I've ever heard. But he's straight like you. Hey, I'm going to go out because I'm straight, and I'm going to go out there and I'm going to convince other straight men like me that we need to kill our kids. Wow. Wow. This is their big push. January 6th and abortion. All right, play the rest of the propaganda clip.
Mr. Donald Trump is running on taking their reproductive rights away.
Kill their
Republicans
kids.
In the Senate just voted against a bill that would protect their access to contraception the other day.
Actually, that didn't happen. Pause it. So they just lie about everything. Supreme Court upholds access to abortion drug, and it was unanimous, actually. And this is the Supreme Court that the Democrats are attacking right now, and the conservative justices like Alito and Thomas that they're trying to destroy their lives right now. So it's just not happening. Now, at the state level, there's been some rumblings and grumblings about contraceptives and access to that, but there's been no legislation passed. They're not banned anywhere. So again, it's just made up. But okay, continue.
And you think that Donald Trump's going to protect your job. Sorry, no. Donald Trump outsourced more jobs than Obama, and right now there's a manufacturing boom because of President Biden. Don't believe me? Look it up for yourself. Or maybe you're just like, yeah, I hate the inflation and the gas prices, so I like Trump. Well, I hate to break it to you, because contrary to what Donald Trump tells you, Joe Biden is not responsible for the inflation or the high gas prices. That happened all around the world as a result of the pandemic. And actually, right now, we're drilling more oil than ever before.
We're drilling more than ever.
Inflation is falling rapidly, and many economists are saying that Donald Trump's policies are far more inflationary
and
can make the situation worse. Point is, there's nothing manly or cool about voting for Donald Trump. What's actually honorable is standing up for people whose voices may not be as loud as yours. Food for thought.
Wow, man, you've convinced me. I want to kill my offspring. Nothing is Joe Biden's fault. I'm so stupid. Silly me. I should do the honorable thing and vote Joe Biden. Say Donald Trump one more time. Inflation is not Joe Biden's fault. Gas prices are rising around the world. Actually, no, they're not. They're rising in the Western countries because they're passing bills that cut into energy production, and they're isolating themselves from Russia or becoming reliant on Russian energy. So isolating themselves politically, but becoming reliant on Russian energy and gas. That's why prices are going up. It's not Joe Biden's fault. Well, why do you have to tell me that? Because it is Joe Biden's fault. And everybody knows it's Joe Biden's fault. We're 4 years out of the pandemic and you're still blaming the pandemic. This is incredible propaganda. But hey, guys, come on. This is, you know, that's about 60 seconds of pure truth. He's a straight white male, and the inflation is Donald Trump's fault, and Joe Biden is drilling more oil than anybody else, and killing your kids is a good thing, and so you should vote Democrat. I mean, wow, that's, boy, do you think that message is resonating with straight white males? That's something else right there. Democrat Party propaganda. Don't worry, there's more. There's plenty more where that came from as we enter the second hour of the Alex Jones Show.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, vitality enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out, or if you're an athlete, or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth, and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
And I'm sorry to give people the bad news, folks. It's all over. We need to get ready now. People need to go to KEPM.com/gold. KEPM.com/gold. You need to get ready. This is the place to go. I love them. They're great sponsors. They're great people. Or you can call 720-605-3900. In my opinion, you are insane if you don't get into silver right now and get some gold. And I wish I could do it. I'm under enemy attack. It's okay. It's fine. And I'm just looking at all of you, wishing I was in the position you're in right now, because I wish this wasn't the case, but I intellectually and spiritually know I'm 100% right. And I think you all know it too. We are screwed. But the good news is humanity's waking up, and we're going to turn this around. So buckle up, folks. Buckle up and get ready now, because the greatest crisis of all of our lives is happening now. And I'm just the watchman on the wall, the Paul Revere, telling you the New World Order's coming. It's here.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
Kevin Spacey just got caught in a massive lie on world television concerning Jeffrey Epstein. He's caught, dead to rights. He's lying. We're about to expose it. Yesterday, Kevin Spacey went on Epstein confidant Piers Morgan's show and got caught in a massive lie. And let's be clear, I'm not accusing him of being into little girls because, you know, he likes men. But he's clearly caught in a massive lie. He says up front, I'm on this plane, never knew Epstein, didn't know he was on the plane, didn't know he was there. I was with the Clinton Foundation, which is a huge part of the whole Epstein operation. But he's like, I didn't know about this. I didn't know about this. I had no understanding of this. But then in the 2-minute clip we're about to play, at the end he says, but I was worried on the plane because these underage girls on the plane with Epstein and the Clintons, and I thought they might basically use that against the Clintons. So in just a few minutes here, he thinks we're so stupid or he's out of his mind that he says, I'm on the plane, never knew him, didn't know he owned it, didn't know who he was. He says, didn't know he owned it, didn't know who he was, didn't know him or his girlfriend, Ghislaine Maxwell. And by the end of the clip you're about to see, he says, oh, I was on the plane really worried about them with these girls and really worried about them trying to set up the Clintons. So he has a lot of explaining to do right now. But regardless, he then goes on to say he doesn't know Epstein, but there he is in the throne room that he talks about in the weird sycophantic pro-royal system these guys are into with Piers Morgan, how they sat in the throne room, and then we have photos and newscast of them in the weird throne room with him sitting there with Ghislaine Maxwell, the female pimp of Jeffrey Epstein, the whole Mossad, CIA, MI6, honeypot, blackmail, pedophile operation. So, hey, big surprise Kevin Spacey's a creep. Big surprise he's lying to people. But this isn't House of Cards, dude, where you're this big mastermind. We don't see you. We see you. So he's been caught in a massive lie. Here it is for yourself. I don't know why he's lying, but he's definitely a bad liar. He's no Frank Underwood.
In 2015, I started seeing reports online, things on my Twitter account that I had flown to this guy, Jeffrey Epstein's island, and I had abused young girls. And I was like, I mean, if you'd asked me in 2015, maybe even if you'd asked me in 2002, did I know a guy named Jeffrey Epstein? I probably would have said no. Well, of course, I have since learned who he is, and I have since been able to go back and find out that the airplane that we flew on for this humanitarian mission was owned by Jeffrey Epstein, and to then learn, oh, he was actually on some of those flights. And this Maxwell woman was on some of those flights. I didn't know him. I've never spent any time with him. I was with the Clinton Foundation people. That's who I was with. Now, what I understand is that he didn't start to be investigated until 2005 by authorities in Florida. Mm-hmm. So here's what I can tell you. This Maxwell woman, she was one of many people who sat down next to me in that throne room. I have no relationship with her. I had no relationship with him. I mean, he's not my friend. I'm not a confidant. I've never spent time with him. And interestingly, I will say this. I was very fortunate that President Clinton introduced me to a lot of business leaders in London because he knew I was coming to the old Vic. And I developed relationships with Robert Earle, Pula Ladobovich, Robert Earle, a lot of wonderful people, Sir Richard Caring, people who supported the work that we did at the old Vic and gave money to us. Do you know who I never asked for anything? Was Jeffrey Epstein. I didn't want to be around this guy because I felt he put the president at risk on that trip to South Africa because there were these young girls. And we were like, what, who is this guy? So I will say this.
There were young girls on those flights.
There were young girls on those flights.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, vitality enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out or if you're an athlete or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth, and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
Inflation is coming down at the same time. It's down 60% since last summer.
I am so sick of this turkey neck bastard. I'm sick of them. And the fact that we got to deal with this bitch until January is insane. If y'all vote this motherfucker back in, I'm going to lose my shit. I'm going to lose my because we already fucked up. If you vote him back in, we are done for. He is destroying us. Do not get in my comments talking about something. You voted for him. I didn't vote for that bitch. I don't like that man. I did not vote for his ass. He needs to go to a nursing home or something. He don't need to be in the White House. He do not need to be in the White House. He is killing us. Like, we are barely surviving, and you want to take away another means that's helping us. Are you kidding me? Oh, I'm done. I'm done. I don't want to live here anymore. This is ghetto. This is ghetto. I don't know why people want to come over here talking about I want to live the American dream. It's not a dream, baby. It's a motherfucking nightmare. It's a nightmare. I'm done. I don't even want to live on the planet Earth anymore. Beam me up somewhere. Mars, Uranus, I don't give a Get me out of here.
I could do a whole compilation show with clips like this. And by the way, I hate the identity politics, but, you know, the fact that Donald Trump is going to win over many black voters is obviously a death blow to the Democrat Party, and they know it. And that's a black woman talking. So, and by the way, it is mostly black people that are putting out the videos like that. So I could do hours and compilations of very similar videos. And so what the mainstream media, what the Democrat Party is trying to do is tell you to ignore your own eyes, don't believe your lying eyes, don't believe your price at the pump, don't believe the price at the grocery store, don't even believe your own real world experience. Trust them to tell you what's going on in the world. Trust them to tell you what your life is actually like. And nobody's buying it. And on top of that, Joe Biden is running around confused, dazed and confused, doesn't know where he is, crapping his pants, slurring and bumbling through speeches, total embarrassment. Kamala Harris is cackling her way through events. So nobody is buying this. This is famed fitness instructor Jillian Michaels talking about how the Democrats have destroyed California in clip two.
California got too crazy for me. Okay. This is my parting line. I grew up here. I'm a woman. I'm a gay woman. My mom's a Jew. My dad's an Arab. I have a black kid. And believe it or not, my son is half Latin, even though he doesn't look like it. I hold a million cards in your game of woke victimology poker. And when I leave California, maybe you've lost your fucking mind. Just maybe. Like, when you have me running from home, maybe it's gone way too far.
What was the line? Like what was it?
My God, I guess, girl, there's not enough time. And, you know, I actually take this line from Bill and Elon Musk, and they're like, I actually haven't changed.
Because she says something, this is the most important part. Put politics aside, put policy aside, just forget about the wonk. The key thing that she says there, and this is what needs to be recognized and understood, because you can have debates on policies, you can have different political stances, viewpoints, whatever. That's normal. What she says here, and this is the realization, the modern day left, Democrat, progressive, liberal, they have completely lost their minds. That's what this is. This is beyond a political viewpoint. This is beyond political debate, policy stance, whatever. This is the liberal progressive Democrat has lost their mind. They have gone completely psychotic. They have filled and corrupted themselves with hatred and envy and filth and degradation. And yes, it has resulted in policy that's just a complete disaster. Whether it's the policy of wide open borders, whether it's the policy of get rid of police, whether it's the policy of chop your little boys and girls, balls and breasts off. They have lost their minds. So she might have some liberal views. She might have some conservative views. It's the recognition now, looking at the modern day left, that they have lost their minds. And that's why Tulsi Gabbard left the Democrat Party. That's why Jillian Michaels is saying this. That's why she's about to talk about Elon Musk, Bill Maher, classical liberal, who's calling out the left now almost every day. And so she gets into that to finish the clip.
Yes. The world around me is shifting, and I haven't moved. So some of these laws that are passing here are absolutely fucking mind-boggling in relation to crime, protecting our kids. Like, we're decriminalizing everything, which arguably I would probably be okay with, but we're not regulating any of it.
Right.
So it's like, okay, you're going to decriminalize sex work, but only so women can legally loiter on the streets, like not to keep them safe, not to have them pay taxes, not to make them, you know, regularly check for STDs, not to take away the pimps out of the equation. It's the, like, if you made that argument to me, I'd be like, well, yes, we want, of course. I mean, I could be liberal. I could go there with you, but I grew up this way. But when it's like, oh, and then what we're going to do is we're going to pass a law for LGBTQ rights so that 24-year-old men can sleep with 14-year-old boys and not have to register as a sex offender because it's just not fair to the gays. I'm like, what? It's what? Like, I don't know if you saw that one. That was like, I think early 2020 when they passed that law. Mm-hmm. And I was like, if a 24-year-old man touches my 14-year-old son, I will get a gun and take matters into my own hands.
Yes.
Like, are you fucking kidding? Or the fact that a 12-year-old child can be put on off-label cancer drugs to irreparably change their body. Again, if my son came to me and said, Mom, my daughter, I think I'm trans, I'd say, okay, you know, like, you want to dress this way? You want me to call you whatever the heck you want me to address? Fine. Explore it. I love you. I'm cool. Like, do you, as long as we're safe. But we're not changing your body until it's fully developed. I'm sorry. Conversation's over. Can't get a fucking tattoo.
Exactly.
Are you crazy? It's insane. Like, I just can't. It's madness. It's madness to me. I could go on and on and on, and it's madness.
Now, what I see here is an opportunity. And this is why I'm so against political purism.
But let's give you an example of some of this madness. Let's give you an example. This is a Venezuelan illegal entry border crosser explaining how our taxpayer dollars are going towards her trans surgery and trans drugs in clip one.
Where are you guys from?
Venezuela.
Did you guys cross the border to come into the United States?
Yes, yes.
¿Hicieron su proceso de cambiar aquí en los Estados Unidos o antes?
When I arrive here in USA, I can find a doctor to hormones, to plastic surgeries, all that I need to continue my process.
So did you do all this here in the United States?
Yes.
And did the government pay for you this transition?
Some plastic surgery is to coverage for the government. If you wanna go to doctor, speak with the about whatever you want make in your body, in your face, breasts, implants, and other tips to plastic surgery.
And the government will pay for it?
Is for me the only country that the government pay for a plastic surgery. In Venezuela, for example, the government don't pay nothing for you. And it's a benefit for the people trans.
So that's an example of the madness, in addition to all the things that you heard Jillian Michaels explain. And so what I see here is a major opportunity, and we need to think about how to win. And this is why I view political purism as a cancer on any political movement. And we have a real political movement right now behind Donald Trump. Doesn't mean you're going to agree with everything he says. Not everything he does. But to engage in political purism at this point will be a cancer to the Trump movement. And we need to think about strategies to win. And so all really we have to do as conservatives is not be insane. That's really it. We have to not be insane and not be extreme. And in a way, we do have to reach to the middle and say, hey, look, we're about common sense. We're about free market. We're about prosperity. We're about the Constitution. And lay it out like that, because there are a lot of centrists and even liberals that are looking at the left saying, I want nothing to do with this. I don't identify with this anymore. Maybe I'm going to look over here. And if they see people that are political purists and just as nasty and extreme as the left, then we're missing an opportunity to actually have political victory. To who knows? Maybe in 2024, get the Senate, get the House, and get the White House, and maybe finally get people in there that want to have victory and want to have conservative policy and want to have America First policy. And we might actually see some results. And even if it's just lowering energy prices, lowering gas prices, lowering your grocery bill, getting rid of regulations, getting rid of taxes, restoring common sense to the classroom, restoring a border to the southern border. Why would we pass on this opportunity? Why would we pass on this opportunity to say, oh, you're a gay woman, I don't want anything to do with you? Why? Because the why then becomes because you want to lose. Because you don't want to win. Because you don't want to have political victories. And you'll complain about losing all day long, and here you have an opportunity to win, and instead you choose to lose. So that's all you have to do now. It's the easiest time, actually, to be a conservative politically. Culturally, whole different story. You want to be a purist culturally? Good for you. No problem there. That is absolutely a personal choice, and that's what this republic allows you to do, is make your own choices culturally, how you want to live your life. But we have to win politically, and we need to get as many people to vote with us and align with us politically so that you can preserve your own culture however you see fit. So this is a major opportunity. I'm telling you, I picked two of these videos today. A woman sitting in her car, black woman sitting in her car ranting against Joe Biden. One of the top fitness influencers ever in Jillian Michaels. And they're saying the same thing. The Democrats are a joke. Joe Biden is a joke. The American left has gone insane. All we have to do is just stay sane, stay focused on the populist things like secure borders, the economy, free market, the Bill of Rights, and we can win politically. And look, if they steal another election, then fine. It won't be a million or 2 million Americans that say, hey, the election was stolen. It'll be 50 million, 100 million. And then you can see what happens then. But that's where we're at right now. Okay. Here's another thing that they're doing with their straw men. Oh. If you don't want gay men getting access to prepubescent boys, then you're a bigot. Interesting. What are you really saying? But it's all these straw man things they put out there to cover for what they're really trying to do. So they make up this hearing today about out-of-state abortions or interstate abortions even exist. It's a made-up concept that doesn't exist. So they put up the straw man saying, Republicans are trying to take your birth control. Not happening anywhere. Republicans are trying to stop you from traveling interstate to get an abortion. Not happening anywhere. Here's Mike Lee breaking that down during this fictitious hearing in clip 17.
Thanks so much, Mr. Chairman. Curious about the title of this hearing. The title of the hearing is Abortion Bans and Interstate Travel for Care After Dobbs. This seems like an attempt to mislead, seriously mislead, the American people into thinking that one or more states are out there criminalizing or otherwise utilizing the coercive force of the state to prohibit travel to obtain an abortion in another state. I'm not aware of a single state that's doing that. Not one. I'm not aware of a single state that's planning to do it. Now, the only thing I can think of that it could relate to is minors, the transportation of minors, underage children, across state lines in order to get an abortion, which leads me to wonder whether this is really just about the sort of the pro-abortion activist community and lobby wanting to allow traffickers and abusers and abortion providers to transport children across state lines without their parents' knowledge or consent in order to get an abortion. Now, this is a violation of basic standards of decency. It's a violation of
basic standards of decency. That's what it is right there. All right. That's enough. That's enough from Senator Mike Lee. It's just. And then what do they say? Decency is on the ballot is what Jill Biden says, is what the Democrats say. Decency is on the ballot. And these are the most indecent people you've ever met in your life in the Democrat Party right now. Beyond indecent. Just lewd, crude, and despicable, even. I think is the more apt way of putting it. And because of that, they're seeing issues with their culture, by the way. Support for homosexual marriage declining in the United States for the first time in like a decade. Yeah, because at these gay pride parades, they run around naked and gyrating on children. So, yeah, that'll hurt your cause a little bit, probably. Homosexual group analyzes how gay states are. The homosexual organization Out Leadership, which advocates for the buckle up LGBTQIAAP2S+ agenda, published their annual Business Climate Index report this month, which analyzed how gay each state government is. And so this is like the ESG, but for gay. So it's like the ESG is like, oh, are you green energy? Huh. This is like the gay SG, the gay standard. Like, oh, how gay are you? Are you friendly for the gays? So you force this onto people. You force your culture onto people. You force your culture onto their children. And then, oh, what do you know? They don't like that. They don't like it, do they? And then you have these pride flag murals painted all over these roads that just continue to get vandalized. So this is like a common occurrence now. You have the kids doing it with their electric scooters, so they have to turn off the electric scooters now. They literally have a red zone, and the electric scooters will turn off if you go near the pride flag. So now you have in Huntington Beach, the Huntington Pride Street mural, more burnouts on it. Go ahead and show me clip six, guys. So they tell you you can't do it. They tell you you can't do a burnout on a pride mural. And so now it just increases. People are throwing paint on it. They're doing burnouts on it. Kids are doing wheelies on it. So this is probably only going to continue. And then they say it's a hate crime. And then they tell you that that's a hate crime. So burn an American flag, that's free expression. Deface a gay pride flag, a trans pride flag, a pedophile pride flag, and that is a hate crime, is what it is. So there you go. By the way, yesterday, well, I'll tell you what, we'll come to this, we'll go to this kind of comic relief to finish the segment here. Now, Jon Stewart does leftist Democrat propaganda all the time, but even he's making fun of the left now and their deranged Trump coverage, and maybe funny for the first time in years, in clip 14.
The news has been pretty bleak recently, in the past 200-300 years. Listen, but this weekend, there was one story that was so disturbing, so dark, even the news couldn't handle it.
In our editorial discussions this morning, we were asked not to show the image from this video because of its violent and disturbing nature.
Video, which we are intentionally choosing not to show you.
We're not going to show because of how disturbing it is.
I was extremely disturbed to see this.
Horrible, horrible, violent imagery.
Violent and dehumanizing imagery.
We're only going to show you a clip of this briefly.
All right, that's enough. Let's take it down.
This has got to be devastating. News channels show images from Ukraine, from Gaza, from natural disasters. They get through them dispassionately. I can't imagine how devastating this footage must be.
Former President Donald Trump shared a video, this one, on his Truth Social account featuring an image of President Joe Biden hogtied on the back of a pickup truck.
Democrats that depict Trump being beheaded multiple times, killed multiple ways.
That's what was so disturbing and dehumanizing. You wouldn't show it on television and an airbrushed Biden decal on the back of a truck? Aren't you the same networks that show reruns of 9/11 every year? I mean, I don't think it's great that Trump is posting things like this, but it's not like people really think Joe Biden was tied up in the back of the truck.
It's a doctored image, but it's plastered on the tailgate of the pickup truck. So if you're driving behind it, it would appear as if Joe Biden were actually restrained on the vehicle's flatbed.
Oh, man. Oh, that's funny.
If you think that's really Joe Biden tied up on the back of the pickup truck, I don't know that you have the mental acuity to be operating a motor vehicle.
All right, sure.
But if you do think that, I don't know. Should explain?
Is Jon Stewart going to have a change of heart? Maybe he decides to be funny again and actually use the true comedic value of the modern day left. I wouldn't bet on it. But we'll get serious again when we come back. We'll hear from Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Everybody knows, unless you've been hiding in a cave somewhere for 20 years, that fish oil does incredible things. But not all fish oil is created equal. Most fish oil has been pasteurized. It's been boiled. It's been heated up, and they smash the bones and guts of the fish, and it gets contaminants in it. We sell the highest grade fish oil there is, and it's pure fish oil, and it's not been pasteurized, and it is so good for your whole body, your cardiovascular system, your brain, energy, everything. Next level quality, ultimate fish oil, at InfoWarsStore.com right now, and for a limited time, it is 40% off. Ultimate Fish Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support. I just want to encourage you at the same time. This is really good for you, so it's a 360 win. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today and get Ultimate Fish Oil.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, Vitality Enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out or if you're an athlete or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth, and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
This is so, so important. Please remember, ladies and gentlemen, we're listener supported. Your purchases at InfoWarsStore.com allow this powerful, game-changing information on the air, and they're really great products. InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamineral Fusion sold out, but a little bit more is coming in a few weeks, so that's a bummer. But Nitric Boost cleans out your blood, so good for your heart, your brain, everything. It is back in stock, 40% off. There is, of course, a lot of other great products like the Ultimate Fish Oil, highest grade fish oil at a great price. So good for your whole body, so good for your brain, so good for your cardiovascular system, so good for your sleep. It's available as well at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. While you're there, get 10-hour clean energy that is amazing. Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com as well. Get a copy of one of my two newest books, The Great Reset and the War for the World, and the newest one, The Great Awakening, The Plan to Defeat the Globalists and Launch the Next Great Renaissance.
One of the most frustrating things about being awake to the globalist agenda is seeing the general public still asleep. By and large, not aware of the magnitude of the incredible danger they're under, but also the ongoing attacks and the magnitude of the death caused by the lethal injections masquerading as vaccines. It is so frustrating to see people going about their daily lives oblivious. And you realize ignorance is not bliss. It equals death. But people are starting to really understand how serious things are. And that's a hard thing to do, because to wake up to a dystopic reality and realize that we're in the middle of a giant biological weapons war against humanity, and that there's mass sterilization that's already taken place and cutting off all the major energy sources, is really hard to deal with, but it's the reality. Facing it is our only chance to turn this around, because stuff's about to get really, really nasty. InfoWars.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
Okay, we have fresh footage from Biden at the G7. It's bad, folks. He just starts wandering off. Go ahead and play this footage. Just happened. So the leaders are there in a group, standing and applauding, and he just wanders away. There he goes, not knowing what's going on, doing hand gestures to an invisible man, and then Maloney has to get him back in the group, and he's like, over here, and now going to throw on the aviators as he's blacking out on his feet. This is getting real bad. And you know, it hasn't gotten to the point of the Mitch McConnell moments yet,
where Mitch McConnell literally blacks out on his feet, standing in front of the media, and just goes completely blank for like 30 seconds, and they literally have to carry him off. It hadn't gotten that bad for Biden yet, but you get the feeling we're nearing an event that will be irredeemable or unrecoverable when it comes to Biden. I mean, it's inevitable at this point. The only question is the timing of it. Will it happen before the first presidential debate? Will it happen at the presidential debate? Will it happen before or after they do the digital nomination? This is just crazy. This is just crazy. All right. The House has voted to hold Merrick Garland in contempt of court for not releasing the Biden audio. And let's get something straight here. And this is one of our biggest problems. Congress, the flow of power goes from Congress to the alphabet bureaucracies, not the other way around. So there's this new, and this is kind of the way it's handled, and this is like the general understanding. Most people, if they were asked, hey, who has more power, the FBI or Congress, they'd probably say the FBI. No. None of these bureaucracies have any power without the consent of Congress. That's the flow of power in D.C., but somewhere along the way it's been twisted and contorted, and now these alphabet bureaucracies pretend like they are at the top of the food chain. Not the case. Not the case. And this is a big moment to really see just how distorted the flow of power in Washington, D.C. is. So Merrick Garland, held in contempt of court, won't release the audio tapes of the Biden deposition, which Congress told him to, won't do it. So yep, you're basically committing a crime. So he's held in contempt. Here's Marjorie Taylor Greene talking about it in clip 16.
Now that you guys referred him to prosecution.
Well, it should be Department of Justice.
Which it won't. Almost certainly won't happen.
Well, if Steve Bannon has been prosecuted and is going to prison soon, if Peter Navarro was prosecuted, serving time in prison, is Merrick Garland above the law? I mean, I thought the whole argument is that no one is above the law. Now that we've held him in contempt of Congress, he should be prosecuted by the Department of Justice, and he deserves the exact same fate as Peter Navarro and Steve Bannon.
And then just on the Hunter Biden prosecution, what do you say to folks who say this doesn't show up as a two-tier justice system?
I'll tell you what, if they want to prove that there's not a two-tier justice system, then they need to prosecute all the BLM rioters from 2020, the Antifa rioters, the ones that burned down many cities, caused $2 billion in damages, killed people. They also need to release the pro-lifers. I mean, I think she's a 76-year-old woman sentenced to two years in prison for peacefully protesting abortion at an abortion clinic. They didn't put any of the... What about all the people that were threatening the lives of Supreme Court justices when Roe versus Wade, right before Roe versus Wade was overturned? When the Department of Justice wants to prosecute those people, then we'll start to reconsider. When they want to actually, okay, hold Merrick Garland, take him in, prosecute him, and put him in prison, then the American people will start considering maybe there's not a two-tier justice system. But as far as Hunter Biden's concerned, until Biden's Department of Justice prosecutes him for FARA, as soon as they prosecute him for human sex trafficking, which he is absolutely guilty of, and all the problems with the IRS, then the American people will actually go, you know what, maybe there's not a two-tier justice system. But until then, these petty gun charges are nothing.
Do you think Garland should be in prison?
We just held him in contempt of Congress. They're putting Steve Bannon in prison. Peter Navarro is in prison. Merrick Garland evidently deserves to go to prison.
How can you disagree with anything she said? More Marjorie Taylor Greene's, less Dan Crenshaw's. More Thomas Massey's, less Mike Johnson's. And maybe that's the future of the Republican Party. I personally think it is. But we have to have the victories to get there. We have to have the strategy and the execution to get there. Now, you want to talk about ironic... And I guess that's more double standard than it is ironic, but there's a level of irony to it. Merrick Garland thinking he's above the law and the Democrats not holding their own to the same standard that they would hold a Trump supporter to. But Hunter Biden,
Hunter Biden is expected to appeal conviction on gun charges. Now, most of the conservative media, let's say, or Republican-leaning media, has been pretty consistent on this issue. And that's because we're consistent as conservatives in our politics. Meaning, if you're a Second Amendment activist, if you're a Second Amendment hardliner, then you would actually probably be in favor of Hunter Biden's defense here and his appeal here. But what's amazing is that Hunter Biden, there's two things amazing about this. Hunter Biden is using language from the NRA, taking script from the NRA in his appeal, and he's using the constitutional grounds of the Second Amendment and essentially appealing laws passed by Democrats, including his own father, Joe Biden. So Joe Biden is going to be running for gun control laws. Joe Biden is going to be passing gun legislation. And they're going to be calling the NRA, you know, all kinds of names, terrorists, whatever, racists, bigots, homophobes, as Hunter Biden is appealing his own father's laws and legislation and using the NRA's own script as the platform, as his strategy. And don't worry, Democrats will ignore all of this. Now, for whatever reason, the adult entertainment worker that Hunter Biden knocked up is doing these media tours. And so she's talking more and more about what Hunter Biden is really like. Hunter Biden kept drug gear at Joe's Virginia home and slept with members of Amoeba Group, some sex group. And this is all going on at one of the houses that I guess Joe Biden was storing the illegal classified documents at as well. And so all these sex workers and drug addicts are going over there. It's really amazing, though. Again, you just have to wonder with the little Democrat propagandist kid pretending to be a straight white guy saying, you as a straight white man, you like abortion. You want your wife to kill your kid. And then Hunter Biden, whatever, you don't want to marry this girl. Maybe you don't want to see her anymore after you got her pregnant. But he doesn't even see his daughter. He doesn't spend time with his daughter. He wants nothing to do with his daughter. I mean, who knows? Maybe it'll come out eventually. My logic would lead me to believe that he probably told London Roberts to abort his daughter. Now, she hasn't said that, but it seems like that's likely the case. And it just shows you who these people are. It really just shows you who these people are. So Hunter Biden, a drug addict, sex addict, and look, this isn't to attack people that have addiction problems. But really, this wasn't Hunter Biden struggling with addiction. Let's be honest. This was Hunter Biden's lifestyle. This was a lifestyle choice. Hunter Biden is a degenerate. He was. Maybe he's better now. I don't know. Again, I'm not here to judge anybody. This isn't even a judgment thing. Let's call it what it is. Hunter Biden was a degenerate piece of shit. Just like his father. And he won't even have anything to do with his own daughter. Fine. You don't want to have a relationship with the stripper you knocked up. You don't want to marry her, whatever. You have your daughter and you want nothing to do with her. What in the hell is wrong with you? That's what I'm saying. This is sickness at a very unhuman level. It is really unhuman. That is so unhuman for a Democrat propagandist to say, you want to abort your kids. That is so unhuman for Hunter Biden to not even want to see his own daughter. You don't even want to see her? By the way, it's look, I mean, it's a beautiful young daughter you have. and you want nothing to do with her? You're a sick person. You are an unhuman. But that's what the modern day liberal is. And then there's John Fetterman. Boy, this guy's some kind of case. Look at what he was spotted wearing. This is a first. I don't think this has ever been done. John Fetterman spotted wearing, I guess he's recovered from the car accident. So that's good. But maybe he's suffering more brain damage. He's wearing a white hoodie, navy blazer on top, and then he just has a tie around his bare neck. I've never seen this before. This is a new look. Do you think he's making a fashion statement? Do you think he's just confused?
That's some Epstein. That's some Epstein throwback right there.
He's making a reference to Epstein. Well, maybe if the tie was made of toilet paper. So this is a look I don't think I've ever seen before. Who knew John Fetterman would be making fashion statements? I mean, how do you even... Whose idea was that? Was he confused? Is he saying, I'm going to make a fashion statement today? How is he not choking? John Fetterman in a white hoodie with a necktie around his bare neck. That is some kind of look. Let's see if it catches on. Let's see if that one catches on. So there's some back and forth about this decision in Michigan. I'm going to try to clarify this for you, because Democrats and Republicans are both declaring victory. This is from the Democracy Docket. Michigan judge largely denies RNC's challenge to absentee ballot signature matching rules. It's kind of unclear. I mean, the RNC wanted very strict signature verification rules, and I guess they're saying the judge didn't give them the strict rules that they wanted, but... The real takeaway from this is that in 2020, they basically operated with no signature verification. None. None at all. And, you know, that's probably how they stole Michigan from Trump. But now the judge has said, no, there does have to be signature verification. And more importantly, because this is how they got away with it in 2020, was, and I'll see if I can see the exact quote here, but it was basically assumed. Yeah, presumption of validity. Presumption of validity. So meaning if there was no voter signature, they just presumed it to be valid. So how many presumed valid absentee ballots counted, probably all for Biden, in the 2020 Michigan election? So the Democrats are declaring victory on this because the RNC didn't have all of its demands met, but really, forget about that. The real story here is the Democrats basically being exposed that they were counting ballots in Michigan that had no signature verification at all, and they were going with this policy of presumed valid. That's the actual quote, presumed valid. So the judge just said, okay, well, we're not going to increase the standards, but we're actually going to enforce the standards that are on the books already, meaning there has to be a voter signature, and it does have to be verified, which the Democrats broke all those laws in 2020. And this was the exact type of stuff that we wanted reviewed on January 6th of 2021. We wanted to look at Michigan and say, hey, you had all these absentee mail-in ballots. Was there any signature verification? And the answer would have been no. And then those ballots would have been tossed out. And think about how this all plays out. And this is, they can't, folks, they're not going to be able to get away with this in 2024. I'm telling you, they will not be able to get away with this in 2024. And great job by the crew. They're pulling up some examples here. So at 3:30 in the morning in Detroit, Michigan, as Donald Trump is up by 300,000 votes on the morning after the election,
Donald Trump up 300,000 votes in Michigan. At 3:30 in the morning, a truckload of ballots arrives in Detroit. And it just so happens to be 330,000, and they all happen to go to Joe Biden. Are those the ballots that weren't signature verified? Are those the mail-in ballots that went with the presumed valid policy? That's what we wanted to investigate. That's what needed to be investigated. That's what needed to be found out. And why did the Democrats not want you to look at that? Why did the Democrats want to stop that? Because you probably would have seen exactly what we all expect. Trump won Michigan. The Biden ballot dump of 330,000 ballots in the dead of night with presumed valid signatures would have canceled those votes, and Trump would have won Michigan, and that same process likely may have happened in Atlanta and in Pennsylvania and in Wisconsin. But we didn't get that, did we? We didn't get that. All right. This is also, was Kamala Harris the most cringe video of the day, or is this? So this is the people saying that they want you to have cheap energy now. This is the people saying that they want you to have free market now. But it's the same Democrats that raise your taxes, raise your regulations, say they want to cancel your gas-powered car. And then they put out this video like they're the pro-energy party here with Elizabeth Warren and what's the Greenwald, Graffwald, whatever her name is in the Biden administration. Now they're about promoting energy. This is the most cringe, probably the most cringe Democrat ad. I don't know. You've got three of them today that are all just cringe as it gets. So I don't know. You be the judge. Is this the most cringe one we've seen yet? Clip five.
Cheers to a bright, clean energy future for Massachusetts. Cheers to lowering energy costs. Cheers to great new clean energy jobs for Massachusetts workers.
Cheers to investing in America.
And to beer.
Remember when Elizabeth Warren was in that video and her kid, I'm going to have me a beer. I'm going to have me a beer. I'm normal like you. I'm just a normal American. I like beer. Give me a break. Give me a break. Elizabeth Warren, I'm going to have me a beer. I like beer. Cheers to beer. Speaking of aliens, aliens might be living among us disguised as humans or in a base inside the moon, according to a new Harvard study. What in the hell is this? The study by Harvard's Human Flourishing Program further puts forward the idea that UFOs or UAP maybe spaceships visiting Earth's based alien friends that might live on the moon or in the hollow Earth. Aliens disguised as humans. I've got a couple leading candidates. Joe Biden. Elizabeth Warren. Rachel Levine. Who else could we throw on that list? Aliens disguised as humans. Hillary Clinton. Certainly. Pete Buttigieg. Quite a few, actually. Quite a few that it could be. Here's a human, not alien, Representative Anna Paulina Luna. You know, this is probably long overdue, and this should be bipartisan, but who knows? Big Food, Big Agra, they control Congress too. Anna Paulina Luna says, I am introducing legislation today to make our foods less toxic. Millions of Americans consume poisonous food dyes and sweeteners like high fructose corn syrup daily. I'm putting an end to that. I urge my colleagues to join me in this vital legislation. The official press release at the House government's website. Congresswoman Anna Paulina Luna introduced a legislative package that aims to make Americans' diets healthier by banning certain color additives and high fructose corn syrup. The Do or Die Act and the Stop Spoonfuls of Fake Sugar Act seek to restrict toxic food dyes like red dye number 40, yellow number 5 and 6, and the use of high fructose corn syrup in foods produced in the United States. Now, these bills amend the federal
Food, Drug, and Cosmetic Act to classify foods containing these ingredients as adulterated. It is time we stop allowing unaccountable corporations and the complicit Food and Drug Administration to poison our families. Far too many Americans are suffering needlessly from type 2 diabetes, prediabetes, and mental health conditions as a result of artificial and harmful ingredients that are in nearly every refrigerator and pantry in our country, said Congresswoman Luna. Not only are we consuming spoonfuls of high fructose corn syrup every day, but many of the foods and snacks we consume have dyes linked to an alarming number of health conditions. Now, as a small government person, I'd say you need to make your own health decisions and avoid this stuff like I do. But I'm certainly not against this bill. And I think, you know, what's really curious about this, and this is kind of the case study that should be done on this phenomenon, why in Europe don't they put these poison and harmful ingredients in their food? Why? Why, if you go to a McDonald's or a grocery store in Europe, same food products, different ingredients? Why is that? And of course, the results are obvious. You look at obesity in America, diabetes, all these other health problems. There it is. So again, I'm for small government. You should make your own health decisions and not consume that stuff. But I'm certainly for that bill. And let's see what happens. Let's see what happens with that. Okay, we have gotten through most of the news here in the first 2 hours of the Alex Jones Show. We have a couple more things coming up from Alex. And as we go into the third hour, I'm going to be opening up the phone lines as well. We'll take calls in the third hour in what might be one of the final Alex Jones broadcasts ever. Who knows? Maybe the final one, depending on how fervent they are and trying to shut this thing down tomorrow. But we do have a couple more news stories, a couple more video clips. But I am going to come back and give out the phone number. And remember, folks, there are ways to support InfoWars still before it's all said and done at drjonesnaturals.com. Great products there. InfoWarsStore.com. Could be the last time to ever shop at InfoWarsStore.com very soon. And so the books that are there, the T-shirts that are left remaining, of course, the popular products that are there, could be your last time to shop at InfoWarsStore.com to get some of those products before they're gone, before they close the store. I don't know. It's a mystery. We do have big discounts going on right now. I mean, it's not a going out of business sale, but, you know, for all intents and purposes, it basically is. But we're calling it the summer kickoff sale, 40% off top-selling, top-rated supplements like DNA Force Plus, like Bodies, like Brain Force Plus, like Brain Force Ultra, like Survival Shield X3. Many of these products, there's nothing else like that on the market. So get over to InfoWarsStore.com while it's still there. Or go to DrJonesNaturals.com and look at some of the unique products there, including things that are in every house like toothpaste. So when we come back, we're going to hear from Alex Jones, and I'm going to give out the phone number as well. Third hour of the Alex Jones Show up next.
Everybody knows, unless you've been hiding in a cave somewhere for 20 years, that fish oil does incredible things. But not all fish oil is created equal. Most fish oil has been pasteurized. It's been boiled. It's been heated up, and they smash the bones and guts of the fish, and it gets contaminants in it. We sell the highest grade fish oil there is, and it's pure fish oil, and it's not been pasteurized, and it is so good for your whole body, your cardiovascular system, your brain, energy, everything. Next level quality, ultimate fish oil at InfoWarsStore.com right now, and for a limited time, it is 40% off. Ultimate fish oil at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support. I just want to encourage you at the same time. This is really good for you. So it's a 360 win. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today and get Ultimate Fish Oil.
You, the people, have the power. The power to create machines. The power to create happiness. You, the people, have the power to make this life free and beautiful. To make this life a wonderful adventure. Then in the name of democracy. Let us use that power. Let us all unite. Let us fight for a new world, a decent world that will give men a chance to work, that will give youth a future and old age a security. By the promise of these things, brutes have risen to power, but they lie. They do not fulfill that promise. They never will. Dictators free themselves, but they enslave the people. Now let us fight to fulfill that promise. Let us fight to free the world. Let us all unite!
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Owen Troyer.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a bunch of calls here in the third hour. Could be your last opportunity to call into the Alex Jones Show. So because of that, I'm going to be real, real judicious with the time, and you can be a great caller, but we're not going to keep you for too long because I want to take as many calls as possible. 877-789-2539. 877-789-2539. And, you know, we're in the twilight right now. Everything is just, it is, you know, it's kind of a strange thing, really. So you can call in and talk about anything I've covered today. You know, talk about Joe Biden wandering around at the G7, what an embarrassment it is. Talk about how the Democrats want to encourage men to kill their kids. You want to call in and talk about some of your favorite InfoWars moments of all time. You want to call in, give the great crew here some love that's much deserved. We'll take them all. We'll take them all. And I'm going to take, I'm going to think like 3 minutes max. But really probably closer to 2 minutes a caller. So just really be focused when we put you on air, just be ready to go and let's hear from as many callers today. This audience is amazing. This crew is amazing. And so I just really want to just lean into all of that in our final moments here, potentially the twilight even, last time you could call in. First, here's Alex Jones talking about the Merrick Garland contempt.
It comes alongside false claims that a jury verdict in a state trial brought by a local district attorney was somehow controlled by the Justice Department. That conspiracy theory is an attack on the judicial process itself.
Merrick Garland, the incredibly corrupt head of the Justice Department, who's used it to wage war against President Trump and populists across the country, has now been held in contempt of Congress. Now, nobody's ever been charged with contempt of Congress until Steve Bannon, Navarro, and a few others. But now he is held in a conundrum where if he doesn't prosecute himself, if he doesn't step aside and allow the prosecution of himself as the attorney general, he is a fraud. But he just told Congress 2 weeks ago, I'm above the law. I have executive privilege. I don't even have to testify to you. So now he's been held in contempt. This is incredible. This is them being hoisted on their own petard, as they say, falling into their own pit. So how does Merrick Garland, the corrupt head of the Justice Department, how does he now not allow himself to be prosecuted? This is a very, very important question that everybody should be asking right now. Again, how do you prosecute all these Trump supporters who were members of the Trump administration who declared executive immunity, but now you declare executive immunity as the head of the Justice Department and say you can't go to jail as all these Trump supporters are now in prison or reporting to prison like Steve Bannon? This is a big deal. So the question is, will the attorney general be arrested for contempt of Congress like his political enemies? Will the attorney general be fair and step aside and recuse himself now and let one of his little adjuncts throw him in prison? That's the big question.
I wouldn't hold your breath, ladies and gentlemen. They don't care about fraud. They don't care about tyranny. They think you're stupid. But at least Congress is finally growing some cojones. We'll cover it all tomorrow live on the big Thursday edition of my show at Real Alex Jones on X. This is a big deal, though. God bless and good luck.
These repeated attacks on the Justice Department are unprecedented, and they are unfounded. These attacks have not, and they will not, influence our decision-making. I view contempt as a serious matter, but I will not jeopardize the ability of our prosecutors and agents to do their jobs effectively in future investigations.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next.
Cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it. And I've got in my hands two products that are absolutely insane when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health. One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast of 360 Win. And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, this sale's going to end in about 2 weeks because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word because without you, we are nothing.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Owen Schroyer. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Opportunity for you to call into the Alex Jones Show. Lines are already filled, but if you hear somebody hang up, that's your opportunity to get in. 877-789-2539. And like I said, I mean, I'm going to say probably like 3 minutes max. Try to get your call to end with 2 minutes because I want to take as many callers as possible. So we're going to be doing rapid fire sessions here. And let's go ahead and begin with Josh in Alabama. Josh, you're on the Alex Jones Show. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing, Owen? I appreciate you taking my call. I've been listening since about 2015, and Alex Jones has really helped me awaken. But I just want to put a message out there real quick that things have been going bad and wrong, and people just now noticing that's sad because I think it's went to a point to where we really need a revolution in this country. I don't think, you know, one party is going to be the solution to it. I'm still not convinced that, you know, Trump isn't, a mole, a double agent or something. And it's going to take a lot to convince me otherwise. But I just want everybody to stay strong and do your own research. And when the time comes, stand for what's right. I'd say quit paying your taxes and take your 401ks out. But, you know, that's just my opinion.
All right, Josh, thank you for calling in today. Let's go to Kim in Arkansas. Kim, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Thank you. I wanted to say farewell to one of the greatest journalists in America, and I know most of us feel that way. I wanted to thank you for everything you've done for this country. I especially want to thank your parents. They've done something awesome by bringing you into the world, pal. So we're going to miss you guys. America wouldn't be America without Alex Jones. We're still here. And I see some beautiful things that the Lord is doing. I don't agree with the past caller. I think we have much, much to look forward to. As God is moving all the chess pieces. He sees every move, and he's way out in front. So I wanted to thank you all. Encourage your audience. We're going to win this.
I appreciate that, Kim. And, you know, let me just be clear about this. This operation is the mothership in a way. This operation is like the Millennium Falcon when it comes to legendary status in the fight for truth and piercing through the deception and propaganda that is force fed to us. So there's no doubt this is the decommission of essentially the Millennium Falcon in that Star Wars analogy. The real thing that is upsetting about this is I'm not going to be with this crew every day. I'm not going to have these amazing studios that Alex Jones and this audience built, the house that you built. We're not going to have access to that much longer. No doubt when they do take down this ship, this platform, that there's going to be a big hit there. There's going to be a big hit there. There's no doubt about it. Having said that, I think it's very important that we emphasize this, and I think it's very important that people understand this, because when they first hit InfoWars with the censorship in 2018, it's not that we weren't properly prepared, because we did have a bunch of mechanisms in place so that we could survive that censorship, and so then they had to come after us with the lawfare instead, and that's ultimately what's going to take us off air. But if we could go back and redo it, I wish we would have been more clear saying that InfoWars might be censored off of all the big platforms. We're still here. We're still at InfoWars.com. We're still at Band.Video. So they will take these platforms, but you will still find Alex Jones at the very least on his X account at Real Alex Jones. So maybe it's important to really emphasize this. You can still follow Alex Jones and see everything he's going to be doing at Real Alex Jones on X. You can still follow me. I don't plan on stopping broadcasting every day. I don't know what capacity my show is going to be in. Quite frankly, I just want to finish my duties here before I even talk about it or really think about it. But to see what I'm going to be doing in the future, you can follow me on X at OwenTroyer1776, on Rumble, rumble.com/Owen. Harrison Smith, same thing. So the real tragedy is I just don't know in what capacity or if any I'm going to be with the crew, what capacity we'll be broadcasting in the future, but we're still going to be there. We're still going to do everything we normally do. They're just taking us off the Millennium Falcon. They're just decommissioning the mothership, decommissioning the Millennium Falcon, because it's just been too victorious. It's just had too many victories against the deep state, against the corruption. So that's where it's at. But let's just really emphasize this. You can continue to follow Alex and what he's going to be doing at Real Alex Jones. You can continue to follow Owen Troyer and what I'm going to be doing at Owen Troyer 1776 or rumble.com/Owen. You can still follow Harrison Smith. A lot of the crew has X accounts too. You probably follow them. So we are not done. We're not just going to, we might go down with this ship, but we're not dead. So I would just really want to emphasize that. So if you do want to still follow Alex's work, you can. If you do want to still follow my work, you can. If you do still want to follow Harrison's work, you can. And hopefully somewhere along the way, maybe we can, you know, build something else with the crew or reunite with the crew. I don't really know. But we're not shutting up. They're taking the Millennium Falcon out of the... But we're not shutting up. All right, let's go to Mike in Tennessee. Mike, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Owen. I just wanted to tell you guys how much I appreciated your show. I've been watching you guys ever since the Robert Barnes, Nick Fuentes debate. And, you know, it got me studying the New World Order. And one time Alex said, call in. I want to know what's coming next. And 6 months before the Israel war, I called in and said, according to the Albert Pike letter, I think that, they're going to start a war between Israel and the Muslim world. And just to give you what I think is coming next is I think, unlike that last caller, I don't think that Trump is a mole, but I do think that his weakness is his Zionism, and they will use that against him. They'll turn up the heat in that Israel war, and they'll force Trump to support it. And he's going to have to study his Bible to get his way out of that, or get like around guys like Massey, and that'll help him. But I want to respond to that real quickly.
Let me respond to that quickly, because sure. There's no doubt Donald Trump is very pro-Israel, and maybe as far as policy and execution, the most pro-Israel president we've had, or say even Zionist. But I think that the difference here is, notice how there was less conflicts in the Middle East when Trump was president, and then as soon as Biden got in, all of these things popped off. I think that's because the rest of the world looks at the leadership of Biden, or lack thereof, and knows that it's basically an empty suit. There is no leadership. So they've been doing whatever the hell they want, knowing there's no repercussions from the United States of America. And I'm thinking that whatever Israel, whatever their final agenda is, they're going to try to finish it all off and conclude it before Joe Biden leaves office, should that be the case. And then when Trump gets back in, maybe they'll stop, you know, slaughtering tens of thousands of people, but the land might already be conquered at that point. So, and the replacement and the migration of the Palestinians might already be done, but they want to do all of that. And then when Trump gets back in, I think you'll kind of have some semblance of normalcy and peace again. So that's kind of how I see that going.
I hope so, because I know that Muslim terrorist attack is coming. I just don't know if it's before the election or after.
Well, they're going to try to stop it. That's why they just stopped that's why they just arrested those 8 potential terrorists, because the Biden administration is putting extra pressure on the FBI to make sure it doesn't happen before the election.
All right. And I just got one last question. I sent you a copy of my book when you were in prison. I don't know if it was one of the 15 that you got a chance to read. Armageddon Deception?
No, I don't think I read that one, but I'm sure I still have it if they didn't send it back.
All right, it covers this Muslim terror cell that's coming.
did you write multiple books? A couple authors sent me their books, and they sent me multiple books. Did you just send me the one or multiple books?
Just one. It's called Armageddon Deception, The Eschatology of Islam and Zionism. And I kind of show how the Rothschilds have been funding Zionism ever since 1830, and that's why you have so many of these conservative Christians, but they're Zionists. And they're allowed in the government because they push pro-Israel stuff. It's because they don't understand the scriptures and what modern Israel is. And I know you and Stu Peters came close to broaching that conversation. I hope maybe someday I can be a guest on your show and we can really dig deeper into that particular topic, because it's really important.
Well, there's no doubt they're trying to sabotage America with this centuries-old holy war. And that's why,
yes.
That's why now they're going to bring a bunch of Palestinians over here. They're going to put them in New York, and if they accomplish this goal, I mean, if you think it's bad now, folks, when you put Palestinians and Jews on the same street corner in New York City, I mean, it's all being done intentionally. All right. Thank you for the call. Let's go to Tara in Alabama. Tara, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Owen, how are you? I hope you can hear me. I'm at work.
Yes, go ahead.
I just wanted to give you some love, you know, because I haven't got to talk to you yet. I've been listening to Alex Jones for about the last 10 years now, and I have a lot of respect for you guys, because I've noticed you have some differing opinions from Alex, and I respect that. You're not the Daily Wire. You don't get rid of your people because you don't all walk and talk the same way.
We don't send spies after people.
Yes, and I love that about you guys. And I wanted to ask you how you feel about those Russian warships, because I actually have a baby due November 6th.
Congratulations.
And I'm just terrified. Now, Russia's held restraint, and I appreciate that out of them. And all of these, you know, right-wing elections that we're winning in Europe brings me hope that some of them are going to back away from this war. So do you feel like maybe Russia will kind of hold restraint? Or do you think that I need to be concerned?
I'm ready for this question. So, first of all, you recognize something that the American media and quite frankly, our politicians want you to be fooled on, and that is Vladimir Putin's restraint. And, I mean, just, you know, because you have to put these little additives into everything now, but this isn't an endorsement of Putin. I mean, maybe I like Putin, maybe I don't. This is just the fact. Vladimir Putin's restraint and level-headedness
the American people should be grateful for. We should be extremely grateful that Vladimir Putin is level-headed and has remained the steady hand in all of this. And look, it makes sense. He's pulled Russia out of the remnants of communism for decades to get them to this point. And so he doesn't want to throw it all away with a nuclear war. I don't think Russia wants a nuclear war. I think this is more about symbolism than anything. I think this is more about symbolism, right, and saying, if you're going to put these missiles on our border, and if you're going to bring NATO into our territory as we see it, then, you know, how do you like it? How do you like us being in Cuba with hypersonic missiles and nuclear capable submarines and running drills? So I think it's a little bit more than that. I think that's basically what it is. I don't think Putin wants a nuclear war. Now, the balancing act is the Pentagon and the State Department and the CIA and, yeah, I guess the White House, but they don't know what's going on. The balancing act is, how much money can they launder? How much weapons can they launder and not push Russia over the edge? And so that's kind of the balancing act. But again, I do believe Trump getting back into office kind of solves the worst of these problems. Maybe not all the problems, but certainly the worst of them when it comes to geopolitical tensions. This is the modern day Cuban Missile Crisis. The only difference being the American media won't report on it because it's a really bad look for Joe Biden. They'll tell you Russia boogeyman interfering in elections, you know, meddling with Trump and all this stuff. And then they have missiles going in our airspace, basically, and they say nothing about it. Tara, thank you for the call. Let's go to Dave in Arizona. Dave, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Thanks so much, sir. After my point, I'd like to get your suggestions on that. But my point is, with all this stuff with Garland, I think it's all performative art, and it's thrown out there as red meat for the people that watch FAUX News, Fox News, because we know that the gelded, old, pathetic GOP party, gelded, old, and pathetic, doesn't stand for we the people. They are complicit 100% in this contra-revolutionary war. And we know it from the J6 political prisoners, yourself included. Who stood up for them? I mean, they're standing up for Bannon now after they've watched Peter Navarro sit in jail for 4 months. It's ridiculous. It's all performative art. And I just hope we, the people, wake up faster than we have been, sir. I appreciate all you're doing on the channel. I'm new to the platform, but I've followed the message for quite a while. Thank you.
Thank you for the call. There's no reason to believe otherwise, that it's not just performative. I would say give them a shot just to see if they follow through with this. Now, having said that, because we can be negative about the GOP all day long, and it's not that they don't deserve that, but I also see a hostile takeover of the GOP, and the future of the GOP is a lot different than the present status of the GOP. And so, I mean, really, 4 years ago or 8 years ago or 10 years ago, whatever, the GOP wouldn't have done any of this. They wouldn't even have thrown you the red meat. So, I mean, we are kind of gaining ground. And I really do believe that there is a political takeover of the GOP and that the old guard right is almost gone. It's fading. And the new guard right, which expects results, we don't want you to just say you're going to hold him in contempt. We want you to do it and put him in jail if that's what you're all about. But we might still be 2 years or 4 years away from that kind of activation in the GOP. But you see the candidates rising. You see some of the representatives like Marjorie Taylor Greene getting in there. I mean, even Trump to an extent is a representation of this, but he's kind of the last dying breath of the old guard GOP. If you look at like Trump Jr., maybe for an example, Trump Jr. is much more hardcore than even his father. So that's like, to me, like the new guard. And I don't know if he has any political aspirations. He denies he does. But to me, that's kind of the phenomenon we're witnessing. All right, let's go to George in California. George, you're on the air. Go ahead.
My brother, how is the audio quality?
You're good.
All right. As I always start off, God bless you and the crew. My appreciation always to you guys, man. I did that video production in high school. That stuff is not easy. You guys do an amazing job every day. Going back to Harrison this morning, man, your resident Armenian info warrior calling in from California here in the Central Valley, he had that clip of Candace on there, Candace Owens, when she mentioned Armenia three times. I clocked it, man, three times she brought it up. And I guarantee you, let's say it this way, every hanging weenus in Glendale and North Hollywood instantly got a hard-on seeing someone talk about it, mentioning our tiny little country, because just like her, you folks always bring to light the things that people don't talk about that's important. And I'm not here just bringing my country up into this, but it's the double standard, the two-sided thing. They always say Israel's got a right to defend itself when they're funding, you know, mass killings of Armenians by the Azeris and Turks over there. Stuff doesn't make sense. You guys have always done a great job. Always listen to you. Unfortunate, today's my birthday, brother. I call in. I always mention you and I are the same age, and you and my mom share a birthday, but you're the better looking version of me. So
did
you
say today was your birthday? And,
today's my birthday, brother. I turned 35 today.
Happy birthday.
Thank you, man.
Let me respond to that, and thank you for the call. I'm glad you got in. Just briefly respond. I mean, you pretty much laid it all out, but what bothers me is how we pick and choose which foreign conflicts or genocides or atrocities that we care about, and it's usually politically motivated. And so I'll just leave it at that. Let's go to Timothy Lastly calling in from Seattle, I'm guessing. Who knows? He might be outside the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation right now giving them the what for. Tim, go ahead.
No, I'm not at the Gates Foundation, but I'm working, and I just wanted to express my gratitude for all of your effort, all of your compassion for humanity, all the lives that you've saved, you've altered the course of history. So just keep on. I mean, I love you guys, and I don't think you're going to be defeated. I think you guys are going to rise from the ashes, just like the phoenix that we all are. I mean, we're destroyed in a daily basis, but then we rebuild ourselves at night. And so I expect you guys to do the exact same thing we've always done, is just kick ass for America and the rest of humanity. God bless InfoWars.
Thank you, Timothy. Lastly, let's go to Bart in Missouri. Bart, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. For the last 11 years, I just want to say that InfoWars, your show, Alex Jones, Harrison Smith, and everybody else has made this has been the best part of my life, and it feels like death to me. And I just want to say, never give up. That's all I can say. 1776.
You have my word. You have my word. Let's go to Sue in Michigan. Sue, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Owen. I just wanted to say that the left has been monopolizing women and their vote for the past 20 years. And notice the healthcare, schools, banking, retail is where the IT services are, and that they want to head into. So I think they're really after the women and their jobs. And it's just a bad thing. And we need to pay attention to that and start pointing out to women the whole deal.
Well, how do we do that? I mean, you look at voting patterns, and the majority of women do vote liberal, specifically single or divorced women vote liberal, mostly single women, young women. How do we change that?
We have to get out there and show them. Like, all of them, they tried to make them out as heroes, but they made them out to look like idiots. They are going to take their jobs. The places that IT is going, and they want to move in robots, and all those women will lose jobs. If they start understanding that, including the food and retail services.
You think that resonates with women?
You better believe it. Those women like their money, and they like their shopping.
The left believes that it's abortion that resonates with women, and they've been able to get the political results out of it.
Right, we need to tell them, don't abort, you don't throw the water out with the baby. You don't abort your job. Don't abort your political capital.
Well, you're right, though. The left has dominated the female vote, and it really is over the abortion issue. But they get lied to about it. Most of them don't even have abortions anyway.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, Vitality Enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out, or if you're an athlete, or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth, and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
I just want to acknowledge your leadership and your ability to see around corners. Again and again and again, you have been labeled as a conspiracy theorist and a nutcase for speaking the truth that you were able to perceive earlier than many people. And I'm in your debt, and I think we're all in your debt for your courageous actions over these many years. You've been vilified and denigrated and gaslit and everything else. I've received a small taste of what you've been through, and I don't like it very much. So I certainly appreciate and empathize with everything you've been through, and thank you for being the hero that you are and not backing down in the face of all the crap that's been thrown at you.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. And I want to encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
Naturally sourced from the finest hemp plants in America, Rebel Zen offers the absolute finest quality CBD available and at the lowest prices. Extracted using a cold-pressed technique to retain the molecular integrity of the cannabinoids and terpenes within the plant, this full-spectrum formula ensures that your nervous system gets the full benefits of CBD. Premium quality organic CBD like Rebel Zen has been shown to naturally reduce anxiety, relieve pain, and decrease inflammation. People have reported a reduction in symptoms of insomnia, arthritis, seizures, chronic pain, and epilepsy. Several studies have shown it helps to reduce cortisol, increase serotonin, and boost vitality. Order yours today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
I got something that tells me what it's all about. I got something.
I'm not sure there will ever be anything like InfoWars ever again. Let's just be honest. The decades of work, the great crew, the audience, the guests.
gotta move.
I don't know if anything like this will ever exist again. But in a way, in the twilight here, perhaps the closure is the final victory. Maybe that's the story. All right, we're getting the phone lines back loaded up here. A couple other things to cover. Letitia James, Tish James, they say, New York Attorney General threatened doctors that were writing out prescriptions for ivermectin to treat COVID patients. And she's actually acquired one of the letters that was sent to a doctor. She's, Brianna Morello, that is, has published it on her X account. People for prescribing a remedy. And it was. Ivermectin proved to work against COVID. And Letitia James was stopping doctors from helping people here heal from COVID. I mean, if that's not as evil as it gets. And let me tell you, I don't even know. I don't know if I want to talk about this. Maybe Alex will talk about it. But, I mean, let's just say Letitia James has had some interest in InfoWars as well in the past. Let me just put it like that. I don't know if we've ever really talked about it or Alex has talked about it. I mean, I guess it doesn't matter now, but in Twilight, but I'll just leave it at that. Letitia James has showed a very high interest level in InfoWars in the past as well. I mean, this woman is crazed. This woman is absolutely crazed. She's stark raving when it comes to her hatred for conservative and conservatives and white people. And so you're just dealing with one of the most corrupt attorney generals really in the history of this country is Letitia James. It's really something. All right, we go back out of the phone lines. Let's go to Indivisible in Idaho, rather. Indivisible in Idaho. Go ahead.
I go by Visibly Indivisible. How are you doing?
I'm good.
Well, I got injured on 3/11/16. And you know how we have to hear Alex say that he goes by a voice in his head and that's what guides him to do everything? So I got about the same thing. So after my, I had a dream that night, of two blue eyes, and it told me exactly what to do. I end up on the phone with an FBI agent. When I'm speaking to the agent, I tell him what to do, word for word, exactly what's happening right now. And I did it because I know they're uninspired. They're easily manipulated. And basically everything that's happening right now, both to you and everybody else in the legal department, is what was told to me in a dream. And what's amazing is that it's happening exactly like that. Trump, he never would have been looked at the way he did had he not been like your average human being. If he was just another one of the rich, you know, rich people, he untouchable. That's why most people become famous. They have that in the back of their head. They want to do it to be untouchable. But when somebody touches them, then they start crying, you know, on live TV and believe it's not happening to them. Oh, I can't believe it. Well, it is, because you're just a human, no matter what your title is. Narcissism doesn't care, you know? So exactly,
well, I'll tell you,
like,
there's something amazing about that. There's something amazing about that. Thank you for the call. What is that? What is a dream that comes true? Have you ever had a dream that's come true? I have. I've had multiple dreams that come true, or call them visions, and I mean, I'm not going to get too off into it, and most of the time it's kind of just trivial stuff. But like I've had distinct dreams where something exactly it's like what the last caller was saying, exactly how it happened in my dream, it then happened in real life. And I'm not talking about, again, I'm talking about like trivial stuff. Like there was one specifically when it was probably the first one ever. Maybe that's why I remembered it as a kid. It was like the first time ever where I had a dream, and then the next day the exact thing came true. I mean, it's part of the mystery of life. It's part of the mystery of this consciousness, this creation, this divine creation and consciousness that we're in. I won't even talk about the dreams that I've had come true. It's mostly just trivial stuff. But yeah, I've had even like the night before and then the next day. Exactly. What, I mean, what is that? That is one of the amazing mysteries of this thing we call life and consciousness. All right, let's go to Gordon in Hawaii. Gordon, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Owen. Great to talk to you, son. Man, I'll tell you, I am so proud of you, and I can't tell you how much I love everybody down there. Watching you grow has been amazing. Here's what I want to get to. If you pound this into people's heads, this will be the one thing that will stop people from voting for Democrats. And you remember James Carville saying, it's the economy, stupid. Well, guess what? He's not saying that anymore because the economy has been ruined. Okay, here's the point you got to get everybody to understand. When you have to spend twice as much for something in the store, that means you have lost 50% of your wealth. They've literally reached into your bank account and taken half of the value of your dollar. Every dollar you've saved, earned, in your pocket, invested, in whatever it is, that money's gone. We're talking trillions of dollars out of the American economy, and people just do not understand it.
By the way, didn't Saudi Arabia just say they're breaking the long-term deal that they've had with America with the petrodollar? I think they just said they're breaking that deal. It's done. That'll be huge. Barely even makes the news.
That, but that's just the way it goes. You know, the economy, this administration has been destroying everything that they possibly can, and now they want to raise taxes on every single thing. My property taxes doubled. Every single thing that I buy has doubled. I live on less than $800 a month Social Security, and I live in Hawaii where things already half again as much. And I'll tell you, it's tough for people on fixed incomes, and that's how I notice it. I watched it in the 70s, 80s, 2000s.
Well, look, most people vote on economy. Most people do vote on economy. It's usually the number one thing. And so we'll see how that plays out because they can sell Bidenomics as much as they want. Everybody knows it's bullcrap. Everybody sees their bottom line shrinking. Everybody sees their grocery bill, energy bill, gas bill. So they can lie all day long about Bidenomics, but people see what's really going on. Let's go to Andrew in Maryland. Andrew, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Owen, man. I appreciate you guys all InfoWars, man. I just, it's sad that you guys are going to be going, but might not be there anymore. I love you guys. I love all you, man. I just want to say I support you guys. And I've supported a lot of InfoWars store. I just want to say you guys are the greatest, man.
Thank you.
And also, I still think going to be a sad day when this happens, but we're going to rise in the ashes, man, and we're going to win this thing, man. That's all I got to say, man.
All right, Andrew, appreciate that. Thank you. Let's go to Josh in Minnesota. Josh, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Owen. I've been listening to you guys for several years, pretty much 8 to 5 Monday through Friday and weekends. I hope you can collect all once again on another platform for uninterrupted extensive broadcasting. Big hole in my life. Don't look forward to that. I've been part of the conservative movement in Lac La Parle County, Minnesota for several years. I'm going to be running for city council for Madison. And that's going to be interesting. I've been raising awareness in the community, talking with our newspaper editor at length. He's liberal. I'm making small incremental progress, informing him of the corruption in media. He didn't believe me, but started with a Tony Bobulinski story because he had never heard of it, and no one else had either. So,
how about that? But I bet they know who George Floyd is.
Of course they do. Yes. He's it's like a Trojan horse. I believe that we're in a spiritual war. Hive mind of darkness. It's running through most of this nation. God is disciplining us, to say the least, for moving away from him. And I just believe that as our movement continues toward him, bringing his word out into the light and not backing down to the terrorism and the tyranny of the left. We just have to lower our heads and plow forward. Something I talk with about Second Amendment, everyone's up in arms, figuratively, with the Second Amendment. People think that this nation is impervious to attack or invasion by an armed hostile force. They're kidding themselves. They're delirious.
Well, the invasion is obviously already on. You know, probably 10 million people just in Biden's presidency alone. I mean, that's an invasion. Doesn't mean they're all coming here to commit acts of violence, but there's gangs coming in, terrorists coming in, all kinds of bad people coming in. So, yeah, we've been invaded.
They're collecting, And I believe that there will be those cells that are collecting and organizing in the shadows. And like Alex says, the UN isn't coming in with blue helmets. They're coming in. They'll be set up after the fact.
Yeah, I mean, we have Venezuelan gangs and prison gangs now operating in the United States, doing smash and grabs, retail crime, home invasions, initiation rituals. It's crazy. Josh, thank you for the call. Let's go to Gloria in Nevada. Gloria, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Owen. What a blessing to talk to you again. This is my third time calling in. My first time I called in, I called to thank you about talking about ivermectin and Senator Ron Johnson's COVID a Second Opinion panel. The second time I've called you, it was to let you know that I standing up at the universities and I ended mandates for the whole state of Nevada for all universities. And today I'm calling you to tell you the good news that I was able to completely detox my system out from that COVID-19 shot. And you can go to diseaseinreverse.com/Gloria and you could see the docuseries I made with Jonathan Otto, Dr. Edward Group, Dr. Rashid Buttar. And I learned from them and I applied and able to detox. And now many more are detoxing, like Nancy Henderson, Josephine Walsh, and Randy Knoll. And we're just so grateful. And so there is hope out there. And we all can detox our bodies of all chemicals, even the COVID-19 bioweapon. And I just wanted to share that with you. I'm on Rumble at Gloria Free For All with the number 4. I'm on X at Glorious Gloria. We have X Spaces every Thursday night. Tonight we're having an X Space. And every Sunday we do our podcast.
Well, we've got the documentary playing on the screen right now, so I thank you for that. And by the way, on that note, this is in the news today. Dr. Francis Boyle releases affidavit confirming COVID vaccines are biological weapons of mass destruction. And he's doing that in an ongoing Florida lawsuit with Dr. Joseph Sansone, who's also been a guest on InfoWars. Both Dr. Francis Boyle and Dr. Joseph Sansone both been a guest on InfoWars. And it was Dr. Francis Boyle, that broke the COVID-19 Wuhan lab story on this show with me. I was filling in for Alex that day. He just happened to be on, broke it with me. I believe that was either January or February 2020. And of course, he also broke the biological weapon story on InfoWars as well. And so, you know, that's the problem. And to go back to something a caller said earlier, just to kind of put it all in context, it has taken decades for this platform and InfoWars and everything it is today with the crew and everything and the different studios. It has taken decades to build this. So that's what they're ripping away. They're ripping away decades of work that it took to build this great platform. And yeah, I can go start up a live stream on X, but I don't have the crew. I don't have the studio. I don't have all the tools and everything that makes this show so great. And so, to say, hey, let's get the InfoWars crew together and launch on a new platform. Folks, they've taken 30 years of Alex Jones and this audience and everybody else that's contributed here. They're taking 30 years of hard work and blood, sweat, and tears, and they're just deleting it. So, I mean, to say something can just pop up the next day, it just can't happen. But who knows? Maybe a miracle will happen. But this is the type of stuff. Guests like Dr. Francis Boyle coming on this show and telling millions of people the truth about COVID-19, millions of people the truth about the vaccines. This is what they're denying you. This is what they're taking away. All right, let's take another call. Mike in California, you're on the air. Mike, go ahead.
Hey, Owen, man, this sucks. I've been listening to you guys for so long, and just like the one caller said, man, it's like Monday through Friday and every Sunday, and it's just going to leave a terrible hole in my life.
Let me respond to that too, because it's important. I think we emphasize this, and I've talked to Harrison Smith too, but I will tell you right now, I will not leave a hole in your day. I will be live from 3 to 6 p.m. in whatever way, shape, or form, X, Rumble, whatever else. The minute that this is shut down. The minute the InfoWars War Room is no longer, I will be on air the next day, 3 to 6 p.m. I promise you that. I promise you that. I am not going to leave a hole in your 3 to 6 p.m. slot. I will be there, whether it's on X or Rumble or both or anywhere else. I know Alex is still going to be on X. I don't know what his plans are. I know Harrison is still going to be doing broadcasts as well. He's told me he's figuring out what he's going to do. So, I mean, but I will just say, your 3 to 6 p.m. will be filled. I will fill that time space in your life if you tune into InfoWars every day from that time. So let me just get that clear on my X account and my Rumble channel. But again, the issue here is this great crew, this great audience, this infrastructure we've built, 3 decades of work, blood, sweat, and tears, that's what they're deleting. But I'm sorry, go ahead. I'm sorry, Mike, are you still there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead.
Hello? Oh, yeah. I just, you know, that's just coming from an everyday logger. You know, I'm a former cop, I'm still a Marine, you know, but I just, Rick, I don't even know what to say. You guys are heroes to me, and keep up the fight. And if you guys ever need a good place to stay up here in Northern California for doing any of your investigations, we got one hell of a compound for you. So you guys all take care and Godspeed.
Right on, Mike. Appreciate that. Let's go to Concerned New Yorker in New York. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Owen. I just wanted to say thank you to the crew and blessings to everyone, yourself and Alex and Harrison. And as far as Tish James goes, that ivermectin was on the NIH website from the very beginning, right underneath remdesivir, along with all the other information that none of the healthcare professionals in my realm looked at. That's a sore point for me. She's committing a lot of lawfare in this state, but we'll let that go.
And out of state.
As far as the
and out of state.
Yeah, she is doing that. Even more so, I'm still working on those elections. So Unite4Freedom.com across the country. There's quite a few states, and they're always looking for volunteers. There's 143 days left.
Wait. Are you talking about poll watching?
No, let's lay it on the table. We're talking about Supreme Court cases. There's already one in Maryland. There's 11 more coming. And we're going to make sure that they are conducting elections via the law and black letter law. And so Unite4Freedom.com. As a matter of fact, the state of Texas is involved. The people there who are taking on their civic responsibility because we are the fourth branch of government.
Well, we the people are mentioned number one, actually.
Yes, we are number one, but you know what I mean. People have forgotten their civic responsibility.
Well, that's the problem with the free market republic is that it puts a lot of responsibility on the citizen. And unfortunately, a lot of our citizens have abdicated that responsibility now.
It's not that hard to learn, quite honestly. If I can learn it, you can learn it. Anybody can learn it.
Unite for Freedom.
Unite4Freedom.com. I think there's 27 states, but not these states, the people of the states standing up.
All right. Well, we put that on the screen. People can check it out. Thank you for
there
the call.
There it is.
Let's go to Stewie in Illinois. Stewie, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Owen. How you doing, man? Dude, I've been listening for 14 years, and I am going to miss the hell out of you guys. I wish you all the best. You know, I think I speak for everyone here when I'm saying everyone who's put you guys through this. Man, I hope they all choke on something, man. Screw these bastards.
We have an authoritarian regime. We have an authoritarian regime. We have authoritarian leftists, Democrats, liberals, progressives. They are authoritarians. They are tyrants. And they're just proving it. They're showing the American people who and what they are. I hope the American people see it.
100%, bro. You guys, you Harrison and Alex, man, you're next. Man, I love you guys. I wish you guys all the best, dude. And I'm glad I got to speak to you all. And thank you so much for everything you've taught me and everybody else, man. Like, you guys, top tier gentlemen all the way.
Glad you got in today, Stewie. Thank you for that. Let's go to Zach in California. Zach, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Owen, was fortunate enough and blessed enough to meet you in Las Vegas last year for Reawaken America Tour, and was able to pick up the tab at the Trump Tower.
Was that the one with the you sent the smoky whiskeys over?
I believe someone else sent the smoky whiskeys over.
You're the gentleman. A farmer?
Farmer, construction guy, owner behind Kinder's Barbecue.
That's right. Okay, now I remember you. Yep. You had long hair, I think?
Long hair and let the Goldilocks just flow like America flows every day through my veins.
Yeah.
The main reason why I wanted to call you, man, is I'm truly blessed to meet you. I've been listening to Alex since 2001 when he first got on to 1530 AM radio with Coast to Coast, George Norrie. And it's something where you are a gentleman and a scholar, and I wish more individuals at your age just had the courage to stand up and speak out. And I always wanted to just tell you a poem that I wrote for Alex that I wasn't able to meet him ever, but I met you, and I was going to see if it'd be okay if I told you a poem.
All right, go ahead. Make it quick. I'm almost out of time. I want to take another call at least.
All right. They call me. I look at you as Johnny Appleseed of modern day. So they call me Johnny Appleseed of modern day, plant seeds of knowledge to help guide the way, trying to feed the masses each and every day with a new cup of knowledge to help break away. Their minds are in chains. Their emotions are in flames. If they can open their eyes, they can all be sane. Understand how easy it is to walk away. World Trade Center 7, WTC 7, Waking the Giant. God bless you, Owen, and everyone at InfoWars. Thank you guys for everything.
Thank you, Zach. Good to talk to you again. Let's go to Lucy in California. Lucy, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Owen. So I'm 50-50 on the warships being in Cuba. I'm going next month, but I'm worried that something might happen. And also, because of you, I didn't take the bioweapon. I educated my family not to take the bioweapon. I saved my mom. Sorry, I'm walking up the stairs. And my family. And thank you. And if I do get back with cigars, I'll let you send you some.
All right. You broke up there, Lucy. God bless you. Thank you so much for calling. And thank you for sharing that good news. Let's go to Brandon in California. Brandon, you're on the air. Go ahead.
How you doing, Owen? I just wanted to say thanks to InfoWars for saving so many lives from the COVID vaccine. I think it was your guys' greatest accomplishment. And we're holding down the fort here in California.
Yeah, boy, I mean, that's a question. What's InfoWars' greatest accomplishment? I mean, certainly in the recent years, helping get Trump elected, stopping people from taking the bioweapon. I mean, wow, that's just the recent history. All right.
Yep.
Thank you for the call, Brandon. I am out of time for today. Guys, who's our fourth hour host today? Okay. All right. Well, you know what? That's fine. Okay, ladies and gentlemen. Well, I don't know what to say now. Hopefully we'll see you tomorrow on the War Room. Hopefully you'll see Alex Jones live on air. Stay tuned, folks. Stay tuned. It's the legendary Alex Jones Show. InfoWars.com and .video.
Your cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it. And I've got in my hands two products that are absolutely insane when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health. One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast of 360 Win. And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, the sale's going to end in about 2 weeks because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com. I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word, because without you, we are nothing.
We take some brain force, and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's a type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra is now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news, today. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
It's Thursday, June 13th, 2024. I'm your host, Alex Jones, coming to you from the InfoWars studios. We could be shut down as early as tomorrow, the 14th. I'm in court, federal court in Houston. But today, Owen is hosting the show out of the other studio because I'm about in just a few minutes to be interviewing Tucker Carlson for 2 hours and then Russell Brand today. Because we could be shut down anytime, we're not going to wait on these interviews. We're going to post them both tonight at Real Alex Jones on X and at InfoWars.com. But InfoWars will be shut down literally within just a few days, if not hours, starting tomorrow. So be sure and follow me at Real Alex Jones on X. But I'm about to interview Tucker in a wide-ranging, in-depth interview. His last interview with Joe Rogan, another fellow Austinite, good friend of mine, was explosive and incredible. I'm going to ask some of the same questions, but elaborate on a lot of other questions that were not asked. I've got over 50 questions I've written right over there, ready for Tucker. So I'm going to be sitting right here at this desk interviewing the number one media personality when it comes to liberty in the world. The whole corporate media is collapsing and dying. This is historic what's happening. So be sure and join Owen today on this Thursday edition, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central. He's hosting the show, doing a great job. And then tomorrow we're going to air the full interviews with Tucker Carlson and, of course, Russell Brand, two amazing individuals for the pro-human Team Humanity movement. So we'll put out about 90% of the interviews today. We'll have some extra stuff that is only on the show tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern. So that's it. What a way to go out. I don't think the judge will shut us down right away tomorrow, but that's basically where this is going. He'll probably announce when we're going to be shut down tomorrow. So I'll have more details for you by about 3 o'clock tomorrow, right when the show ends. That'll be a tape show with Tucker and Russell Brand. I should have the details for you, and we'll be calling in to the War Room that Owen hosts, 3 p.m. Central. So be sure and follow me at Real Alex Jones. This is going to be a huge interview. It's all free to air. Take clips, share it, do whatever you want. And at the same time, please support our sponsor, DrJonesNaturals.com. That's separate from InfoWars. So no matter what happens here, you continue to support us there. Get great supplements and great nano silver products and so much more at DrJonesNaturals.com. And follow us again at Real Alex Jones. I want to thank Tucker for coming on. I'm also going to be going on the road with him coming up in September and October. Huge events across the country that I'm very honored to be a part of. And so more dates and information are going to be announced imminently, probably by tomorrow. So be sure to go to TuckerCarlson.com and get your tickets now because these will sell out. It's like Trump rallies. It's going to be crazy. I'm just so honored to be part of the second American Revolution, 1776 worldwide. So God bless and good luck, and we'll see you.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next.
All righty, ladies and gentlemen, Info Warriors, make sure that you are tuning into that legendary interview that will be dropping tomorrow. Tucker Carlson x Alex Jones on what could potentially be the last time for the Info Wars platform, which is pretty legendary. And as Alex said, what a way to go. What a way to go. But listen, what people need to understand that this is not the end. What people need to understand that this is not
the full collapse. What people need to understand that the message and the mission and the man, Alex Jones, and the man, Owen Schroyer, and the man, Harrison Smith, and everyone else in the crew, is not over, is not done. They are going to have to literally kill people in order to put an end to this message. And even then, I'm not calling for violence. I'm not calling for violence, but what I'm saying is that this message of freedom, it is ingrained. It is woven in our spiritual DNA. We're made in God's image. And that will never be put to rest. That will never be silenced. And for anyone out there that may think that this is the end of InfoWars, as Owen Schroyer posted on X, I think it was last week, that InfoWars never dies. Legends never die. Legends never die. Like the Sandlot. Maybe we can run that clip when we come back in after this break. So I'm going to be breaking all of this down and what I think might potentially happen in this next election in November. But this is not the end of InfoWars. This is just the beginning. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. Share the links. Share the links.
And I'm sorry to give people the bad news. Folks, it's all over. We need to get ready now. People need to go to KEPM.com/gold. KEPM.com/gold. You need to get ready. This is the place to go. I love them. They're great sponsors. They're great people. Or you can call 720-605-3900. In my opinion, you are insane if you don't get into silver right now and get some gold. And I wish I could do it. I'm under enemy attack. It's okay. It's fine. And I'm just looking at all of you, wishing I was in the position you're in right now, because I wish this wasn't the case, but I intellectually and spiritually know I'm 100% right. And I think you all know it too. We are screwed. But the good news is humanity's waking up, and we're going to turn this around. So buckle up, folks. Buckle up and get ready now, because the greatest crisis of all of our lives is happening now, and I'm just the watchman on the wall, the Paul Revere, telling you the New World Order's coming. It's here.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
You are now watching the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host, Drew Hernandez. Shout out to the InfoWarriors worldwide. If you're watching on X at Real Alex Jones, share the broadcast right now. Make sure to reshare this right now. You're watching on Rumble, Band.video, wherever you may be sharing, share this right now. And one thing I want to emphasize to everyone within the InfoWar, and I've said this many times, it's always been an honor and a privilege to even be a guest on this show, whether it be actually via video or an audio transmission. I could literally only count on one hand how many people have contributed to my career where I am today. And I'm truly grateful for that. And I'm all about loyalty. And one thing I could tell you, without Alex Jones, without InfoWars, definitely wouldn't be here. That's just a professional front. But just as a young person growing up listening to InfoWars, I remember in elementary school after 9/11, and then obviously through middle school and high school, seeing the Truther movement just go viral everywhere. We Are Changed, the collaborations with Luke and Alex Jones, and just really tapping into information that wasn't mainstream as a young kid. You know, it has a huge impact on you. And I always viewed Alex Jones as someone that was like, just like, wow, like that's like next level somewhere. You know what I mean? That's like truly like next level, super viral, all over the world, preaching his heart out, outside of the mainstream, being attacked on a daily basis. And growing up watching that, I mean, countless video after video in the early days of the internet. I'm talking E-bombs world. I'm talking like, you know, early days of YouTube, predates YouTube. I'm talking like, you know, OG InfoWars. And there are people that have been watching Alex even before me. And so to watch this progression of Alex Jones and InfoWars, even as a young kid, has had a huge impact on me as a listener, as a viewer, as a friend, having the opportunity to meet Alex, meet Owen Schroyer, and the entire crew every time I go down to the crew, and the studio to see the crew. It's always a warm welcome. It's like family. Everybody knows what I'm talking about. If you've had the opportunity to even be around the InfoWars crew outside of the studio, whenever they're outside filming something, it's always a family reunion. And so one thing I want to emphasize is, and I've told Alex this many times, is like, if you base your niche, like your entire brand and model, right? If you could distill, at least for me as a Christian, what InfoWars really is and has been for decades, it is a complete opposition to the New World Order. And obviously there are nuances to that. There are foreign powers that have their tentacles all globally. That's what globalism is. It's not bound to one race. It's not bound to one group of people. There are multiple groups.
Our conversation is with Mr. Yuri Alexandrovich Bezmianov. He was the son of a high-ranking Soviet Army officer. He had an outstanding career with the press agency of the Soviet Union. It turns out that this is also a front for the KGB. He escaped to the West in 1970 after becoming totally disgusted with the Soviet system, and he did this at great risk to his life. He certainly is one of the world's outstanding experts on the subject of Soviet propaganda and disinformation and active measures. When the Soviets use the phrase ideological subversion, what do they mean?
Ideological subversion or active measures, активные мероприятия in the language of the KGB, or psychological warfare. What it basically means is to change the perception of reality of every American to such an extent that no one...
All right, guys, quick little technical difficulty, obviously. I feel like I'm literally, you know, preaching to the resistance while we're falling out of orbit. You know what I mean? It's like Owen Schroyer just said in the last hour that they're taking down the Millennial Falcon. They're taking down the Millennium Falcon. And, you know, and one thing that I wanted to emphasize with that, like, we're going down with the ship. But at the same time, this is not the end. At the same time, this is not the end of InfoWars. This is not the end of Alex Jones. And that's what I wanted to emphasize before we lost you guys, is the impact that this has had on me as a young person, and also as a friend of Alex Jones and InfoWars, and professionally as my career, being able to be at the place where I'm at. Like, there's only one way to go, and that way is forward. And when it comes to God's will, it doesn't matter what it looks like. It doesn't matter what it sounds like. We are called to hold the line. We are called to continue to resist. We are called to continue to endure. We are called to fight the good fight and move forward regardless. It's like the law of the universe. Everything is moving forward constantly and consistently. Everything is moving forward constantly and consistently. And that law will apply to InfoWars and all of the crew, all of the hosts, even myself. I find myself as an extension of InfoWars, a part of the InfoWars family. It's been a blessing to be a guest host, and I've talked to Owen about this. He was on my show, I don't know, last week. And by the way, make sure to stay connected with me. Follow me on X at Drew H Live, rumble.com/Drew Hernandez. I'm the only verified Drew Hernandez on Rumble. rumble.com/Drew Hernandez. Stay connected. I go live Monday through Friday, 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern. And if you find it hard to find those links, just follow me on X, click the link in my bio, you'll find it. Anyways, so to make that point, you know, when I had Owen on, I could hear his heart, and I received his transmission clearly when he was making the point that when InfoWars was deplatformed, was it 2017, 2018, somewhere around there, and you know, I had a small platform on Instagram. I didn't have the platform anywhere near that I had today. Hadn't met Alex Jones yet, or pretty much anybody. Was just kind of doing my own thing on Instagram, going viral, and it was fun. But when I witnessed the takedown and the deplatforming of Alex Jones, it bothered me a lot that there was not a lot of people in the media at the time, right? Like Con Inc, conservatives, all these so-called freedom fighters. No one wanted to touch Alex. No one wanted to stand by InfoWars. There were people here and there. And a lot of people have come out and admitted that at this point. They've come out and they admitted it, and they admit, and I know people have personally apologized to Alex because of this. But the point is this, is I'm all about forgiveness, but we have to learn from our mistakes. We really do. And I bring up what Owen told me a couple weeks ago on my show, is that for some reason, even though InfoWars was taken down off of all of the mainstream platforms, right? It was simultaneously. It was like a sweep. The last one to really hold out, I remember, was Twitter. Alex was still on Twitter. That was like the last one. That was the last one that held out. Then finally, boom, gone. But Owen was breaking down to me that, you know, for some reason, people just believed. And I've heard Alex, if you're an InfoWar, you've heard Alex say this multiple times. When we got deplatformed, even though like a year or two went by, we still had a banned on video. We're still on radio. We still have a massive platform. We're self-sufficient. We're independent. We have our own system. But people were still coming up to Alex and saying, man, it sucks that you guys, you know, lost everything, and sucks that they took you off the air. And then Alex's like, what are you talking about? We're still on the air. We have our own platforms. It's band.video, band.video, infowars.com, band.video, infowars.com, right? Even when Alex Jones is on with Joe Rogan, the 9/11 episode and beyond, all you hear is Alex at band.video, infowars.com, infowars.com. Because it's repetition. You got it. If you are not putting it out there, no one else is going to do it for you. And if there's anybody that I know knows that more than anybody else on planet Earth, it's that man right there on your screen, Alex Jones. If you are not going to do it, if you are not going to put it out there, if you are not going to speak up yourself, nobody will. Nobody will. Nobody's coming. Put your faith in God, but God gave you a mouth for a reason. And God gives you the downloads of truth for a reason. And God gives you the downloads of intel that you need to know to communicate with all of us as well for a reason. And that is why the Luciferians want to silence, censor, deplatform, shadow ban, and throttle, and take everybody out. It's for that reason. But, you know, and Owen has expressed this to me publicly as well. I'm not saying anything that's talked about behind the scenes. That part of the big letdown was when this sweep and takedown of InfoWars took place 2017-2018, a lot of people failed to migrate. And this happens a lot. This happens a lot. A lot of people fail to migrate from these mainstream platforms, which in my opinion are total government, three-letter agency, military psyops to centralize the internet. They lost control from the beginning, but they need to centralize the internet, launch it through Apple, launch it through Microsoft, the big two. And those are the colossal, right, store apps. And all you could really do nowadays is get an iPhone or get an Android. And that's in terms of the masses, that's how they have centralized the internet. And that's why there's such a huge threat to anyone that builds their own app within these app stores. You know, Rumble could be taken out like that, literally like that, out of the app store, just zapped. I think that happened to an extent to PragerU a couple weeks ago, but they got it back up. You know, it's nobody's immune here. Nobody's immune here. But the point is this, is for some reason, people are failing to migrate and leave these mainstream platforms. Now, I also understand the benefit of being on the platforms that pull people out of the matrix. But if we have both going on simultaneously, like we really do have to make sure we emphasize building up independent platforms, building up independent systems. But the lesson now, and I want to encourage people, is this is not the end. This is why I'm watching Owen take the calls, and I could see what's, I'm not speaking for it. I'm just saying, I'll just say what I could see kind of bothers me is I appreciate the love. We appreciate the support, but people are talking like this is the funeral of Alex Jones and this is like the retirement of Owen Schroyer. And it's not. Alex Jones will still be preaching his heart out. As of right now, we know for sure he'll be on X. Okay? As of now, we know he'll be on X. And as Owen already stated to you, he will be next day. You could catch him on X and on Rumble during his allotted war room time, and that is not going to stop. They could take down the ship, but if we got to hit the, if we got to get into the escape pods, you know what I mean? Like if the mothership is going down, we've done everything we can. Okay. And I'm talking in terms of Alex Jones, right? And the crew and the lawyers that have stood by his side and stood loyal. If everything's been done and the ship is going down, we go down with the ship. But if we got to hit the escape pods, we hit the escape pods, disperse, and the transmissions will spread throughout the entire universe and throughout the entire galaxy. And it will be harder to hit individually than just one centralized command. And so I just want to encourage people. Yes, it sucks. There is a legacy here. It sucks. There is a heritage. Like, I'm going to be honest with you guys. For me, InfoWars is a part of my childhood, dude. Like, you know, and I know there's a lot of millennials out there that could say the same thing. Like, growing up watching Alex and then to now is like, this is a part of my childhood and my development. You know what I mean? Like, so yes, it sucks. There's something in your heart that is getting shot. It's a piece of you. Right? That's being ripped out of your heart. That's being ripped out of your chest. And if there's anyone that knows that, I can assure you it's Alex. This is his operation. This is myself and, you know, doing my own thing in media, having my own show, building up my own business. And I'm just like, damn, you really put your blood, your sweat, your tears into all of this. And all this does is it validates everything that the man, it validates everything that the network, it validates that everything that the movement has ever preached, and it doesn't end here. And so I have to leave people with hope in God, and we have to leave people not a false hope, not an injection of hopium. No, you must continue to stay connected with Alex. If you are not following him on X right now, you must. You have to stay and remain continued in connection and connected with Owen Schroyer. If you are not following him on X, you must. If you are not subscribed to him on Rumble, you must. Owen Schroyer Live, you could find it on Rumble, Harrison Smith, etc. Everybody else, Chase Geyser, Drew Hernandez, myself, and everybody else involved. Because I think we have to learn from the mistakes of the past. I'm telling you, I saw it too. Like when InfoWars was deplatformed, a lot of people were like, oh, I didn't know you guys were still on the air. And people weren't saying that to be disrespectful, but there's something about people being unwilling to migrate off of, and I think that's part of the psyop on humanity. I think that's by design. That's the only explanation I have. Like they think they're going to find something else. You're not. Yeah, you might be able to find people on YouTube that are scratching the surface. They're milquetoast. They're not actually saying what needs to be said because they're all abiding by the TOS. Listen, anyone on YouTube that has a massive following that claims to be America first, listen, I can promise you, this is a fact. They are abiding by the TOS and they are capitulating to the demands of YouTube so they could remain monetized and remain having viewership and not get destroyed. But the second they do, they're gone and they're annihilated. Now, the great debate is, well, is it actually a positive to have somewhat of a following and have somewhat of a message in order to somewhat red pill people and have big guests that come on? Like Nick Fuentes just went on the black guys. The Hodge twins guys, right? Based. A lot of red pills going on in there. A lot of basic information that Nick has transmitted over the years, but the Hodge twins audience needs to hear that, right? So I understand the argument. And did they even put that on YouTube? I don't even know. Did the Hodge twins even put Nick Fuentes that interview on YouTube. I know they put it on X. I don't really. I only really listen to Alex Jones. That's about it, to be honest with you guys. But just to use that as an example, I understand the argument of having voices within the resistant infiltrate big tech and speak out. But I think it goes beyond that. I think it goes way beyond, because at the same time, while we build out our own systems, we need to make sure that we are supporting those as well. And because, like, I've hated seeing this for the past few years where I've seen people deplatformed. I've seen people get annihilated and throttled and deboosted. This has happened to me to an extent on YouTube. This is why I don't use YouTube anymore. I don't put my show on YouTube. The only platforms I stream on are Rumble and X. And however long that lasts, I'm not sure. They're obviously going to come for the URLs next. And this is why Congress, this is why our America First representatives need to take this damn thing serious. Because this will get to the point where you won't even be able to raise campaign funds anymore or donations. You won't even be able to have a website. Remember, Trump has raised what? Over $500 million, half a billion dollars at this point? Through what? Through a website? Through a URL? I'm pretty sure some mail-in donations took place. But the website crashed. What happens when they come? And they've already talked about this. There have already been FCC conversations that have taken place where they're talking about throttling your internet. Seriously, like, they're talking about throttling your internet if they find you to be engaging and participating in hate speech. So if they start throttling your internet, you will not be able to even do a live stream anywhere. You won't even be able to post anything at this point. And technology will be totally hijacked, and those conversations are already taking place. And so my question is, what are our so-called America First? Because on a legislative front, that's where the fight needs to take place first. And, you know, I know Roger Stone over the years has claimed that he tried to warn Trump about being deplatformed and censored, and Trump didn't really listen. And it took Trump to finally get literally banned off of Twitter to realize this is the real deal, man. Okay. This is happening. And, you know, Owen Schroyer always talks about the new right, which, consists some of Gen X, millennials, Gen Z, that are fully right wing patriots, crisis king, that want full results. And maybe that will usher in a change, because legislatively we understand these things technologically and where these things go and what's being done to us, because these past generations are, you know, just handing us their iPhones and yeah, figure it out. I can't figure this out. And give it to the kids. Like, okay, well, there's a reason why these older generations are being scammed out of billions and trillions of dollars, because they don't want to take the time to learn technology. But hey, don't listen to us. maybe it'll be too late. Not sure. All I know is that InfoWars, as Owen has said, never dies. And this mission continues, because the truth never dies. And no matter what these tyrants do, I mean, if we totally abandon the internet at some point in the future, I mean, that's where they're taking us, right? They want to take us into the Stone Age. They want to go full green, full wind, full solar. They want to take away all fossil fuel. They want to take away all natural sources of energy. They want to plunge us into extreme poverty, decimate the middle class, collapse the middle class, two-tier system, elites, peasants, own nothing, be happy, totally controlled. I mean, in the direction they're leading, we need to put up a fight and a resistance. But at the same time, if this continues down this path, I mean, we're only going to have one option. the internet, what are they going to do? Ban everybody off the internet? Who the hell is going to be on the internet anymore at that point? It's like, if they just censor the entire internet, okay, well, let's just take the fight in the real world. They want to take us into the Stone Age. They want to take us back 200, 400 years. Well, then, okay, we got to get old school. We're going to start preaching in the streets. I mean, as we are and as we should continue. And then they'll probably just start, you know, deploying kill squads and public executions. And at that point, it's going to get pretty gnarly. And the rest of the world is going to watch. And they will probably render the internet useless. But even at that point, freedom never dies. It won't. It never has, and it never will. We'll be right back. Share all the links. Add Drew H. Live, at Real Alex Jones, at InfoWars on X.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week. It's really just incredible. So for myself, the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
This is so, so important. Please remember, ladies and gentlemen, we're listener supported. Your purchases at InfoWarsStore.com allow this powerful, game-changing information on the air, and they're really great products. InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin Mineral Fusion sold out, but a little bit more is coming in a few weeks, so that's a bummer. But Nitric Boost cleans out your blood, so good for your heart, your brain, everything. It is back in stock, 40% off. There is, of course, a lot of other great products like the Ultimate Fish Oil, highest grade of fish oil at a great price. So good for your whole body, so good for your brain, so good for your cardiovascular system, so good for your sleep. It's available as well at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. And while you're there, get 10-hour clean energy that is amazing. Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com as well. Get a copy of one of my two newest books, The Great Reset and the War for the World, and the newest one, The Great Awakening, The Plan to Defeat the Globalists and Launch the Next Great Renaissance. And I'm sorry to give people the bad news, folks. It's all over. We need to get ready now. People need to go to KEPM.com/gold. KEPM.com/gold. You need to get ready. This is the place to go. I love them. They're great sponsors. They're great people. Or you can call 720-605-3900. In my opinion, you are insane if you don't get into silver right now and get some gold. And I wish I could do it. I'm under enemy attack. It's okay. It's fine. And I'm just looking at all of you, wishing I was in the position you're in right now, because I wish this wasn't the case, but I intellectually and spiritually know I'm 100% right. And I think you all know it too. We are screwed. But the good news is humanity's waking up, and we're going to turn this around. So buckle up, folks. Buckle up and get ready now, because the greatest crisis of all of our lives is happening now, and I'm just the watchman on the wall, the Paul Revere, telling you the New World Order's coming. It's here.
Your cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it. And I've got in my hands two products that are absolutely insane when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health. One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast, a 360 win. And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, this sale is going to end in about 2 weeks, because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word, because without you, we are nothing.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance, rallying patriots worldwide. Your You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
The soul and the swat. The king of crack.
A crash and 100 other dopey names. Forget about that stuff, kid. We ain't got much time. I'm here because you're in some kind of a pickle, right?
Yeah.
A baseball with my John Hancock on it went over a fence and you can't get it back, right?
Yeah, right.
Then just hop over there and get it.
Wait. I can't.
Can't what?
I can't go into that backyard.
Why not?
There's a beast back there.
What kind?
A giant gorilla dog thing that ate one kid already.
Is that a fact? Sit down, kid. Sit down. Tell you something, kid. Everybody gets one chance to do something great. Most people never take the chance, either because they're too scared or they don't recognize it when it spits on their shoes. This is your big chance, and you shouldn't let it go by. I mean, you remember when you busted the guts out of the ball the other day? Someone's telling you something, kid. And if I was you, I'd listen.
Yeah. But what?
You're the one with the rubber legs. Figure it out. Henry Aaron. I don't know why, but can I have this kid?
Sure, yeah.
Thanks.
Wait. You're saying I should hop over that fence and pickle the beast?
Think about that, kid. I'll see you later. Remember, kid, there's heroes and there's legends. Heroes get remembered, but legends never die. Follow your heart, kid. Never go wrong.
And InfoWars will never die. Heroes get remembered, but legends never die. And one thing I will tell you is that InfoWars is there. This is legendary mode now. This is what they've done. This is what happens when you make a martyr into a man, into a movement, into a message. It puts you into this legendary stratosphere that will never, never be forgotten. And this is why I agree with Owen Schroyer when he says InfoWars will never die, because the spirit, the message, the momentum, the intensity, all of this continues on into the future. And listen, they could launch a million nukes. They could obliterate humanity. But at the end of the day, faith in Jesus Christ, faith in God, this eternal message, which is true freedom, where the spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Us into eternity. And this is why Jesus made it very clear. Remember when he told his disciples, when he was preparing them for persecution, he told them bluntly to their face, don't fear man. Don't be afraid of these people out here. They're going to try to kill you. And in some cases, they will kill you. He didn't sugarcoat it. He's like, these people are going to kill you because of me and because of this message, because of the reality of being a Christian, opposition towards Satan. They will kill you. Don't fear man that could only kill the body, but fear God that could kill the body and the soul. He's saying, fear me. Fear of God is the beginning of all wisdom. Because the eternal aspect of our reality is what actually matters. Doesn't mean that things here temporarily don't matter, because obviously we are struggling. We go through life. We go through trials. We go through tribulation. We go through a series of unfortunate events, which that's what life is. But life also is beautiful. But this life is temporary. It is a mist. It's a vapor. The Bible puts it. It's literally like a blink. Literally like a blink. That's our life. That's our existence. Because we are bound by this thing called time that God has created and put us to be bound by. Now, God is not bound by time. He is outside of time. He is the author of time. He transcends time because God is eternal. God is. Now, whatever level time is on in the universe as to its authority over the universe, God is above that because he's the creator of that. He's the Alpha, the Omega. And so this is getting into the aspects of the sovereignty of God. So with that fundamental understanding that our eternal destination and our eternal story, it lies within him. It lies within his gospel. It lies within his message. It lies within his son. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son, that whoever shall believe in him will not perish, but have everlasting life. This is an eternal, eternal topic that I'm on right here. And so with that reality, that helps us navigate our temporary life because we have an eternal perspective. Now, all of life on earth in the universe can be absolutely annihilated, but this message and this gospel and this God, it's like when Paul was showing up in the book of Acts and he's speaking to the Greeks and he's saying, oh, to the unknown God, you have an idol out there. You have all these other gods, but there's one that really caught my attention, to the unknown God. Let me define that for you, because there's a big question mark here for your culture, for your society, for your civilization. And let me describe to you who this God is. God who loves you. It's a God of wrath, a God of justice, a God of judgment, a God of creation, of mercy and grace, and serious, everlasting, eternal power. And he has this everlasting message. And this everlasting message, it carries us through absolutely everything. You see, to have this eternal perspective in reality right now is what carries you through times just like this. And you take a look at what's going on with InfoWars, and listen, if there's only, I know, for me personally, the only reason I have ever been invited on any platform, the only reason I have ever been elevated to any platform, the only reason I've ever been given an opportunity to be, you know, when Tucker's show is at the top of everything in 2020 to 2021 and beyond, right? The only reason I was ever on his show multiple times was to speak God's word. And if there's one message that I know I'm here to communicate with the InfoWar and to the rest of the world on this platform, it's that. It's his word. It's his eternal word that carries us on into the future. And, you know, I know there will be people out there that still are feeling it right now. You feel that rebellion. Drew, I don't want to hear that right now. Well, maybe you need to. Maybe you've tried everything. Is it working? And I'm not talking about solving all of your problems and making the pain go away and making the trials go away and making the tribulations go away. Obviously, God can do that and give you some relief because he knows what we need and he knows how much we can take. But one thing I will tell you is that God will hit you, will literally hit you in the face with truth and allow you to hit rock bottom in order to get your attention. Brace for impact, America, because I don't know where we're really going. I'm not a prophet. I can't tell the future. I know God's word. And I know the way that America is functioning right now with the embrace and celebration of infanticide, that's human sacrifice of babies and murder, and the embrace and celebration of sodomy and homosexuality that spits in the face of God's creation, traditional marriage, and full-blown idolatry everywhere you look. All I know is that God will not be mocked. And I've been saying this on my own show. Make your peace with God. Repent. The kingdom of God is at hand. You confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and confess with your mouth and confess that God had raised them from the dead. And believe in your heart that God had raised them from the dead. You shall be saved. I don't know what else to tell people at this point. It's like if America, I mean, you got Russia staging, you know, their armory on the coast of the United States of America. People could debate if that's just for show. Are they actually going to annihilate this country? If you ask me, I think America deserves to be annihilated. You think this country is right with God? We've removed God out of everything. School, the media, the culture, the arts, the science community, the health community. Why do you think everything's being taken over by the Luciferians and the Dr. Faucis and the Bill Gates, all these Satanists of the world? Well, if people want to keep thinking that the solution to fixing this is trying everything but submitting to God and applying his word, let's just start legislatively as Americans. No, Drew, that's tyrannical. Oh, okay. Yeah. Keep telling yourself that while these homosexuals and communists and globalists and Luciferians continue to dominate and destroy you. Just go read the story of Sodom and Gomorrah. Just go by yourself. If you've never read the Bible before, go read Romans 1. Go read the story of Sodom and Gomorrah. Come back and please tell me that that is not happening today. But if people want to still sit here and think that this thing could be solved without God's intervention, without God's word, without obedience to God and a return to Christ, guys, the Old Testament, story after story after story, that is literally the story of the Old Testament when it comes to God's relationship with Israel, which is this constant back and forth. Read the book of Judges. Read how God deals with nations that run around claiming to be his people. That's biblical. It's a constant back and forth, a return, being sent into exile, the nation or the land being obliterated and invaded. It's this back and forth over and over and over and over and over and over. And listen, I'm talking about America. If you think for one second that the United States of America is immune from God's judgment, you are retarded. And to be honest with you, you're blind. And your mind has probably been hijacked by Satan. Focus. Look around you. Everything's being taken over. The United States of America has been infiltrated. The enemies are within the gates. You got the Israeli lobby. You got the Ukraine lobby. You got the CCP buying up all the land, infiltrating through Southern California. You got Iran raping us of our tax money. You have a full-blown, full-scale infiltration of the West. The collapse is already in. And one thing that I've been, I'll just say, thinking to myself, and I've mentioned this on my show a couple times, is what happens if Trump does win? Where do we go? And I'm talking between Election Day and Inauguration Day. You got that short, couple months window between November and January. Let's say the too big to rig theory ends up being correct. Let's just go with that. Because they could rig this election in so many ways. they're letting millions of illegals vote in this election. You understand that, right? It's already happening. That's why they're here. Whether they rig it through the illegals, whether they rig it through the machines, or whether they stuff the ballots, whether they resurrect the dead by the millions, or maybe you moved out of California to Texas, or maybe you moved out of California to Florida. Maybe you're still going to be voting in the 2024 election for Joe Biden and all the other Democrats in the state of California. Will the too big to rig theory be correct? Let's just say it is. Will Kamala Harris certify the 2024 election? Oh, Drew, post-2020, Democrats came out and made it very clear that the vice president must do it. It's the law of the land. They must do it. Yeah. Since when did Democrats abide by the law? And since when do Democrats not just switch the law literally within the go along with their narrative and their operations and their agendas? What happens? Will Kamala Harris? Let's say that it's actually Joe. Let's say Joe is the declared nominee, DNC convention, and Kamala Harris, the VP. Let's say they actually go with that. We have an election. Too big to rig theory is correct. Trump wins. I predict that they've already painted Vladimir Putin to be the boogeyman the past 8 years. And They've pushed them over the edge. They got NATO wanting World War III, and they're pinning it. They're literally painting Trump and, for the past 8 years, if you've paid attention, they've painted Trump and Vladimir Putin both simultaneously as an Adolf Hitler 2.0 threat. You've seen them all do this. The Uniparty does this in America with Vladimir Putin. They literally paint him as he is a Russian warlord that wants to conquer all of Europe to build some type of Russian supremacy. Right? And then now you got Russians on our coasts, which has been happening for years, by the way. I think, and I predict, I could be wrong, if the too big to rig theory is correct, I predict Trump wins. They will bring back the Russia collusion narrative. They will say that the Russians colluded with Trump or Trump colluded with the Russians to win, and these are illegitimate results. Now, I know that sounds crazy, but that's why I think that's why they'll go with it. Because if you've noticed, if you haven't noticed, literally just the past 6 months, they have been flip-flopping back and forth. It's like the Matrix is just like, they don't care anymore if people see that they're hypocritical. They are not concerned as to whether people see their hypocrisy and their double standards. They don't give a damn. Just this past month, they got Joe Biden executive action. We're shutting down the border, and Republicans didn't want to do it. Trump told Republicans he didn't want to secure the border. He's lying to you. Joe Biden's the one that's securing the border. And unfortunately, there are millions of retards out there that believe it. My point is they flip-flop like it's nothing. They interchange these narratives and these psyops like they're clothes. It's literally like an NPC brain chip that's dropped in, taken out, dropped in, taken out, dropped in, taken out. You don't think that they could resurrect the Trump colluded with Russia to win the election narrative again in November if he wins? I think they will. And we are going to see all hell break loose. They will say that Trump colluded with Russia to rig the election. They will launch mass riots. You're going to see BLM, Antifa, everyone activated, just like what's happening in Paris. Look at the rise of populism and the right wing and the freedom movement in Europe. Total backlash. Macron has to call emergency elections to try to literally sweep it under the rug. And then immediately the left wing does what? They're rioting in Paris. They're literally rioting head to head with the police, mass instability. I think they will launch riots and they will say these riots are justified and they're taking place because this is an attack on our democracy. And then the MAGA Republican terrorist extremist narrative locks in. We told you people, these people are a threat to our democracy. They've already tried a coup to overthrow our government. Here's the evidence. Doesn't matter. Literally what all these people have to do is get a damn piece of paper and have Kamala Harris with crayon write, here is our evidence, Russia collusion, believe us. And there will be millions of retards out there that believe it. Not you and I, the info warriors, but still the retards in the Matrix that will literally believe it. They will launch race riots and they will launch mass riots, excuse me, at the same time as a justification, as a response, all Soros paid and activated simultaneously, as a response to justify this is an attack on our democracy. The MAGA Republican extremists tried to collude with Russia to rig this election. They were successful. These results are not accurate. There's no way Trump can beat Joe Biden or Kamala Harris. We won. Here's our evidence written in crayon. Doesn't matter what it is. Here's our evidence written in crayon. So all of these riots taking place, this is a justified act of democracy. It will be violent. They'll be burning down buildings and they will say, keep doing it. Keep doing it. The only way you will see relief is if you listen to us. Reject the election results, reject Trump, because that's a threat to our democracy. And the only way it's going to go away is if you keep the peace and you capitulate and you go with the official narrative. We're the experts. We're the ones who won. Trump colluded with Russia. These election results are not true. This is a coup against our government. Kamala Harris will not certify the election. They will not leave the White House. They won't. And then from there, my question is, where do we go from there? Because honestly, I think that's a legitimate scenario that we could end up seeing in November to January. And I did pose this question on X. You can follow me at Drew H Live yesterday. And I saw a wave of naive, poor souls, man. A wave of naive people. And it just caused me to shake my head. I saw a wave of people respond and say, well, it's the law. It's the law that they have to certify the election because Democrats were worried that Mike Pence might have not done it. So now they made it the law that the VP has to certify it, whether they believe in it or not. Yeah, because Democrats abide by the law. No, they write and rewrite the law to fit whatever the hell their narrative is for that time. So I've been wondering. I think in that scenario, and that's if we have a free and fair election, that's if the too big to rig theory is correct, which it could be. Brace for impact, America. Brace for impact. And because at that point, they might have their excuses for full martial law, emergency powers. This is a coup against our government. They're colluding with Russia. We told you that Vladimir Putin was an authoritarian. This is part of his agenda to take over the West and the United States using proxy Trump to do it. You guys have to understand. This is why we told you to support Ukraine. This is why we told you to give billions, because now this is it. They're here. They're on the coast. I don't know, man. I don't know. You guys let me know. Am I overthinking this? Because I could fully see this scenario unfolding in the next few months. And you want to know who they want off the air if something like that happens? InfoWars. Alex Jones. Owen Schroyer. Throw Steve Bannon in jail. Go after the Gateway Pundit. Launch lawfare at them, which is happening. Shut down the Epoch Times. Shut down all dissent. That's preemptive, you know. That's preemptive. You know, an acts of war. Wartime strategy. Shut down all communications before we make our move. Why? So they cannot communicate to their people. They can't coordinate with their army on the ground. And that it's total radio silence, so that not only are we coordinating our attack, but we will be the ones to put out our narrative and our propaganda and our story, so that the rest of the world that's listening will listen to what we want them to believe. And they will believe what we want them to believe about what's happening with this event. We can't hide the event. But we could dictate and we could rewrite how the event happened. So think about it. There are huge implications. I think they're making their move. I think that's why they've made their move on Trump. Throw Trump in prison or put him on house arrest. Keep him off the campaign trail. Shut down InfoWars, shut down Alex Jones, Owen Schroyer, Steve Bannon, Epoch, Gateway, simultaneously, preemptively, shut down their communication systems, and we will make our move. All right, guys, stay connected with me at Drew H Live on X. Follow me on rumble.com/Drew Hernandez. At Real Alex Jones, the InfoWar never dies.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself, the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I want to encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
Naturally sourced from the finest hemp plants in America, Rebel Zen offers the absolute finest quality CBD available and at the lowest prices. Extracted using a cold-pressed technique to retain the molecular integrity of the cannabinoids and terpenes within the plant, this full-spectrum formula ensures that your nervous system gets the full benefits of CBD. Premium quality organic CBD like Rebel Zen has been shown to naturally reduce anxiety, relieve pain, and decrease inflammation. People have reported a reduction in symptoms of insomnia, arthritis, seizures, chronic pain, and epilepsy. Several studies have shown it helps to reduce cortisol, increase serotonin, and boost vitality. Order yours today at InfoWarsStore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.